This season saw the Lady Cars of Chippewa Falls win another conference softball title with a 12-2 record. However, their overall record at 14-11 is one they feel could have been better. They began the postseason at home against Eau Claire Memorial earlier this week and showed the offense was ready to go.
One ball, one strike, one out, runner at first. This one to the outfield, giving it a long run in right center field, and that is going to fall in the right center field for a base hit. Springer couldn't get there. They bounding third and heading for home. There's going to be a play, and the Cards lead it 1-0.
Lauren Shepard's RBI double knocking in Georgia Romanowski for the first run. The Cards would then get a second run in the first inning.
The pitch. This is grounded, second base side. Shepard's going to score, toss at first, and the runner's out, but the Cardinals now lead it 2-0.
McKenna Bauer knocking in her teammate Lauren Shepard to give the Cards a lead they would not relinquish. Then in the second inning, Allie Geist made her presence known.
Allie, a 176 hitter on the season, pretty well hit to left field. Long run out there, and it's out of here for a home run for Allie Geist. Wanted to make sure, but Allie Geist got it all, and the Cardinals lead this 3-0.
Meanwhile, the pitching and defense was strong as well, as sophomore Violet McEwam was having quite a day.
The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So McEwam gets the strikeout, her sixth of the game.
McEwam went on to finish the game with 12 strikeouts, and the Chi-Hi Bats kept going.
Her sister Madison, a third baseman before her, a shot base hit between short and third, and that's going to score at least one, maybe two. Twyman's digging, and she'll get in, and it's 7-0 Cardinals.
Another RBI for McKenna Bauer for the Cards, who would go on to score in every inning but the fifth, and finish things out in the sixth.
The sophomore right-hander readies herself, and the pitch. This one, ground ball to second. Twyman's got to throw to first. That'll do it. Cardinals win. Chi-Hi wins 7-0.
And now, with Wisconsin Rapids also taking care of business on Tuesday in their home victory over River Falls, it sets up today's Division I showdown at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School as the team from the Wisconsin Valley Conference that finished 8-4 in conference and 18-6 overall takes on the visitor, the 12-2 BRC champion Chi-Hi Cardinals, who bring their 15-11 record on the road, looking to get to the sectionals and beyond that to Goodman Park in Madison. It's all next on WOGO Sports and live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Don't miss it.
Chi-Hi Softball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, Quality Propane and Fuels, and Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, it's your WOGO sports team, Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak.
WOGO, your sports station.
And good afternoon and welcome to the Rapids Area Sports Complex. Mark Halverson with you, flying solo today. Tammy Slowiak is supporting her son, who is the head coach of the Menominee baseball team. And we can ask Maddie Aberly back at our WOGO studio if she's able to remove that station audio from my headset. I'd appreciate it. But yeah, it's 18-6 Wisconsin Rapids, finishing third in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Against, thank you, Maddie, and 15-11 Chi-Hi. And how did they both get here? For Wisconsin Rapids, riding a two-game winning streak, beating Menasha 2-1 to close out the regular season, and Downing River Falls 11-1 the other day. Of course, we had Chippewa Falls the other day. And again, back to Maddie at the WOGO studio. Maddie, if you're able to remove Hugh Hewitt from my headset, I'd appreciate it. But yeah, and so it was Chi-Hi, a 7-0 shutout over Eau Claire Memorial the other day as well in garnering that victory and their road here and their third consecutive, continuing to move things in the right direction for them as they have a winning streak now that stretches over New Richmond, a couple games over Eau Claire Memorial, and beating Memorial the other day as well. So a two-game winning streak here for the Cards. Most recently, thanks again to Maddie back at our Wogo studio, our radio producer, and Sam Aberle, our video producer here today. It should be a good one. As, again, the winner of this game moving on to meet the winner of D.C. Everest and Hudson going on today at Everest. So a lot of travel involved for the Cards this year. But as you'll hear from Jared Faraday later, he doesn't mind. It's a wonderful facility here at the Rapid Area Sports Complex. We'll get the story from Isaac Holberg, how all of this came to be in recent years. Great support from the community. And also at the bottom of the bracket, New Richmond in action today as well against Superior, as they're looking to move on to the sectionals as well. And Stevens Point in action in their contest today as well. All right, so Chippewa Falls and Wisconsin Rapids met last year. Chi High able to host the game at Casper Park as they have in recent years. And Isaac Holberg remembering how well Violet McEwam pitched against his squad. We'll hear from him and Jared Faraday when we continue. It's the Cards and Red Raiders coming next, back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Softball.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Cardinal Countdown on this regional final Thursday from the Rapids Area Sports Complex. Beautiful facility. Coach Isaac Holberg, the head coach of the Rapids Red Raiders. Coach, first off, congrats on a great season.
Thank you very much. It's we worked hard in the offseason, and the girls are continuing to work hard this year, so I'm glad it's paying off for them.
D.C. Everest, Stevens Point, highly touted program, so great conference you play in. And you had different streaks in there, win streaks for the season. Talk about your tournament win the other day over River Falls.
We came out a little tight. First home game in playoffs. We settled in after the second inning, and we did what we were supposed to do. And once our bats got going, the girls relaxed and were able to take care of business for us.
Mm-hmm. And so this Chi-Hi opponent today, they've had the road trip, so nice to have the home field advantage.
Yeah, it's nice to actually play them at home for the first time. Jared and I were talking that this is his first time here, so it's good to see that we don't have to travel to Chippewa Falls and play on their home field for the third year in a row.
Yeah, you have a nice facility, really great. Tell us about the background of this place.
About 10 years ago, there was a couple of guys in town that they wanted to get a baseball field for the Legion team here in town, and so they started going around and raising money. And then in 2019, it really took off. We were really looking at raising money and getting plans and things in order, and then COVID hit, so it put it on the back burner. And then in 21, they were building it, and we were able to get on the field in 22. All donated money throughout the community and people sponsoring and helping out our youth sports. So it was great to see the community come together and provide this for our high school and for our youth kids and in our summer leagues.
Tell us about the pitcher you're going with today.
We're going with Bailey Williams. She's a junior. She's pitched in some really big games for us this year. She's been in this position. She started against Chippewa Falls last year, pitched well. We just got to make sure that we can keep Chippewa Falls off their front foot a little bit and keep Bailey hitting her spots, and we'll be good. Hopefully, be a competitive game today.
She's a left-hander.
Yes.
Very good. And what about your thoughts about facing McElwain?
She's a solid pitcher, obviously. Kid's been in situations, competitive situations, big game situations, her entire career, even at being a sophomore. So she's obviously going to be prepared for this situation, and hopefully we can have a better outing than what we did last year against her, because I think she one-hit us last year. So we're just looking to put the ball in play and see what we can do if we can get the ball in the dirt somewhere.
Coach, good luck. We wish you the best.
Thank you very much. Thanks for covering the girls for us.
Isaac Holberg, head coach of the Red Raiders of Wisconsin Rapids, back in 2 minutes with Jared Faraday, the Cards. WOGO Sports brings you Cardinals softball, the regional final.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi High softball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Lady Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Hey, it's Caleb for Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. The team at Livia personalized a weight loss and nutrition program just for me, and I lost 55 pounds in less than 3 months and have kept it off for well over a year. Livia also has the best pricing on GLP-1 medications, and they offer Lipo B12 and NAD Plus as well. Right now, you can save 50% on Livia's award-winning nutrition program. Lose 20 pounds or more by summer. Visit Livia.com, call 855-GO-LIVIA, or stop in to Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Countdown, the regional final edition here on WOGO Sports from Rapids, the Rapids Area Sports Complex. Great facility, huh?
Oh, absolutely beautiful. I was talking to their coach, Isaac, beforehand. And, this is, if people want to see what, sports complexes can look like, if they're willing to invest, here it is. And I'll make a plea for the community of Chippewa to, you know, strongly look at upgrading Casper Park because it needs it. And, you know, we put a lot of time into softball in our community, and I think it's a great time to really start looking at that when you compare other facilities of people we're competing with. So yeah, beautiful place, great for Rapids, that's for sure.
Of course, we've seen Duray Field go from natural grass to artificial turf. You have that here. What's your take on that?
I think it's good. I mean, I think in the end, it's where, you know, most football fields are there already now.
And soccer, and
I think softball is going there. Mm-hmm. With our climate and weather, mm-hmm. It really makes sense.
Yeah, right. All right, so today, Coach just talked to Isaac Holberg. He likes the fact that you guys had the bus trip today.
Yeah, but, you know, like I said, I actually think it kind of, you know, when your kids get here to a really nice facility, it kind of makes them like, so what, we had to ride a bus. You know, we get to play at a really nice mm-hmm. field, and that kind of gets kids excited because it's like, yeah, this is a really nice place.
Okay. And, you know, it's different references, I think, Chelsea did in the postgame the other day in terms of this being a young team. I mean, you got a sophomore shortstop. You're going to go with a sophomore pitcher today. And yet it's the end of the season, and so seasoned youth for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, these kids have played a lot of softball, and grades sometimes don't mean a whole lot, right? It comes down to, you know, how much softball have you played and how good at softball are you?
What about facing Bailey Williams, the left-hander for Rapids?
Yeah, I mean, we saw her last year in the playoffs as well, the same level. We've got to do a good job staying on pitches and hitting the ball hard. Like, you know, our approach really does stay the same most nights. And, one of the first lefties I think we've seen. But, we just got to hit the ball and see what happens.
And Violet's ready to go.
Yeah, I think so. She, threw well, pretty well the other night and hopefully comes out and throws like she's capable of.
Thanks so much, Coach. Wish you the best, and hope we're talking to you again on Tuesday.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Head Coach Jared Ferry, we're getting ready for the Cards and the Red Raiders. It's coming next. 2 minutes away, a two-minute break. We're back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinals Softball.
If your hair could talk, it would probably say, thanks for getting a haircut at Great Clips. Yeah, you waited till the last minute, but with online check-in, you got in fast and left with a look you love. For a great cut in less time, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips. If your hair could talk, it would probably say, thanks for going to Great Clips for a haircut. They had your details saved in Clip Notes, so all you had to do was relax. And your wallet got a nice break, too. For the cut you love for less, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips.
Rubenzer Wealth Management is proud to support Chi-High Athletics and wishes the Cards the best of luck in the playoffs. Whether you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, let Rubenzer Wealth Management cover your bases towards financial security. Reach out to Sam Rubenzer and the Rubenzer Wealth Management team by calling 715-835-2123. That's 835-2123.
Since 1951, Bowl & Prue Plumbing of Chippewa Falls has been a trusted name in our community. Fully licensed and insured, Bowl & Prue can help with any job, large or small. Whether you need a repair or are building or remodeling, call Bowl & Prue Plumbing. Commercial, agricultural, and residential service, including well pumps, septic systems, and lawn irrigation. Bowl & Prue Plumbing on River Street in Chippewa Falls and online at bowlandprue.com.
Hi, Chippewa fans. My name is Sissy Knops. I'm a realtor with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Here's a pop quiz. Do you know the current value of your home? I help clients in the Chippewa Valley answer this question in order to get their home sold for top dollar. I can also help you write a winning offer on a home in today's competitive market. So if you're looking to buy or sell your home, cabin, or piece of land, contact me, Sissy Knops of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, 715-828-0903.
All right, the Chi-High Cards are being introduced. Let's listen to our public address announcer for today's Division I regional final.
Batting fourth, playing third base, number 10, McKenna Bauer. Batting fifth, the designated player, number 16, Lancey Henkelman.
Same lineup for the Cards as they had in the regional semifinal win
batting
over Memorial
sixth,
the other day.
First base, number 13, Allie Geist. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number 15, Willa Reisinger. Batting eighth, playing left field, number 5, Gracie Amundson. Batting ninth, playing center field, number 18, Kennedy Swan. And pitching for Chippewa Falls, number 7, Violet McQuilcomb.
McQuilcomb.
And now the starting lineup for your Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders. Leading off, playing left field, number 14, Gabby Nylitz. Batting second, playing shortstop, 00, Sydney Holberg. Batting third, playing left field, number 10, Kristen Radke. Batting fourth, a designated player, number 7, Annabelle Ross. Batting fifth, playing third base, number 9, Peyton Jaminski. Batting sixth, playing right field, number 8, Rachel Linsmeyer. Batting seventh, the catcher, number 11, Layla Petro. Batting eighth, playing second base, number 4, Nalita Carroll. Batting ninth, playing first base, number 18, Allie Blanchard. And pitching for the Raiders, number 24, Bailey Williams. The head coach for Lincoln High School is Isaac Holberg. He is assisted by Nick Thompson. Umpires for today's games are James Saluska and Steve Hodgson.
All right, we'll take our final break when we come back. Closer to the first pitch, Chi-High at Rapids. It's the girls Division I regional softball final for the right to go to the sectional semis on Tuesday, today on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Softball.
The Medicine Shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as going on vacation. And your flight gets canceled.
Thank you for your patience.
When it's 100 degrees out. After you're already on board.
Sit tight, folks. It's gonna be a while.
And seated next to a screaming baby. Make that triplets. But at least you have the Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Personal service, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
All right, we're ahead of schedule as we get ready here on WOGO Sports. Sam Everly, our video producer, and his sister, Maddie Everly, back at our Wogo studio. Again, how did we get here today? Well, Chi-High, a 7-0 winner over Memorial the other day, and also it was Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln, 11-1 over River Falls. Other action, Hudson beat Marshfield 13-1 to get here to their game at DC Everest today, where they're the underdog. New Richmond, a 3-seed, hosting the 6-seed Superior. Superior ousting Wausau West 7-6. New Richmond 13-1 over Wausau East. And Menominee, a 7-seed, advancing over Eau Claire North 7-2. They're at Stevens Point today. All right, so for the Rapids squad, they will face the Cardinals to get things going in our Toys and Ford keys to the game, where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. I'm going to say the same thing we said the other day. Starts with the Violet McElwain pitching. She was brilliant a year ago. One hitting, Rapids, solid defense, and then the bats and smart base running. Those are your keys, your Toys and Ford keys to the game. Brought to you by the dealer, where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford, in Chippewa Falls. All right, we are underway. We'll set things for you as we move along here. And there's the first pitch from the lefty, and it's ball one to Roz Twyman, a 427 hitter, hitting 495 on the season against the left-hander Bailey Williams, the junior. Twyman from the right side. And this one, she smacks it foul down the left field line. Again, it's 210 down the left field and right field line. We don't have an exact distance to center field, but wonderful facility. I mean, the girls, the coaches, the fans, everybody kind of oohing and eyeing, and you heard Coach Faraday saying, hey, we'd like this upgraded. Chelsea Sikora, his co-head coach, was saying, even one field like this. So ball misses outside, 2-1. Twyman was looking very good in warm-ups. She's a fantastic leadoff hitter, a very dangerous 1-2 punch for the Cards, atop that batting order, no question. We're just outside of the press box. Good day today. And off-speed pitch misses. Oh, it's a delayed strike two. So 2-2 to Twyman. She looked at the strike there. Roz closed out the regional semifinal with two doubles the other day. So we'd like to keep that going. from the right side against the southpaw. The pitch misses outside 3-2. So just underway again, the Cards, and really like the black road uniforms with the white numerals lettering and the white pants, the black socks. Rapids also dressed in black with the red numerals and lettering and some red socks. Here we go, and this one, smack base hit between short and third. Twyman stumbled a bit coming out of the box, but easily advancing. So she's got the single, very first hit of the game, and a wonderful start for the Cards right there to get things going with that hit to start the game. And now it brings up left-handed hitting Georgia Romanowski. We've talked about the fact she started as a righty, and now she's going to lay down that bunt home plate, and it goes foul. Again, when you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Loken and Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath at Heath Loken at 715-720-4000. And congratulate Jason on being the mayor of Chippewa. There's a bunt attempt laid down just in front of home plate. Fielded there, throw over the first, not in time. Romanowski doing what she does so well, bunting for a hit. And so the Cards with two aboard and nobody out here to start the first inning. And again, that's the thing. Romanowski, she can do that with that great speed. And she is aboard first and second and nobody out. And it brings up Lauren Shepherd, the power-hitting junior catcher, .432 average, .510 on base percentage. She's been fantastic this season. And she'll play her college ball at Winona State. Ooh, she came around on a pitch that was high. Would have been ball one. Strike one to Shepherd. Curious what your home or land is worth, or you're looking to buy, call Sissy Knops of MSK Realtors, mskrealtors.com. The 0-1 pitch. And that one misses outside, 1-1. Great to have you listening today on FM 103.1 AM 680, Wogo.com, and of course the live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel. Another game going on from Stratford, McDonald and Stratford, and this is grounded to third, and they'll touch third for the out, throw across to first, not in time. So the ground ball to third, get the fielder's choice, is five unassisted, and that cuts down Twyman, so she's done for the first out, but it brings up McKenna Bauer, who swung a good bat the other day. She comes in hitting .321, a .380 on base percentage for McKenna. Again, Coach Faraday couldn't remember necessarily a lefty they faced this season. Here's the pitch, and she'll smack it to right field, and it's in there for a base hit. And the runners advanced and just sliding safely in. Now we're going to have a run score for the Cardinals. They lead it 1-0. The throw to second got by, and the Cardinals lead it 1-0 as Romanowski scores. What a great way to start for Chippewa. Fantastic start here for the Cardinals as the base hit. It's Bauer, a lot of confidence stepping up there, and Romanowski wheeling around, getting that first run in, and the throw to second was off, allowing the runners to advance to second and third. And so setting the defense for you, that's Rachel Linsmeyer, the junior, out in right field. And this one smacked to right as well, and it's going to be a long run for the catch by Linsmeyer. The runner's going to tag from third, and the Cardinals lead it 2-0. So the Cards up 2-0 here in the first inning on the sack fly by Lainey Henkelman. And she gets the RBI there and the earlier RBI as well on the hit by Bauer. And the Cards get the score by Lauren Shepherd, 2-0, as we move it right along. And there is a called strike to a looking Allie Geist. So Bauer and Henkelman stepping up big, the senior and the sophomore respectively, against the left-hander Williams. Two big runs here, top of the first for the Cards. And this one smack, base hit to left. Runner around third base, heading for home. Here comes the play at the plate, the throw, the ball is down, safe. And she's in there. McKenna Bauer scores to make it 3-0 on the hit by Geist to left field. 3-0 Chippewa. Wow, what an incredible start here. They come out very determined in the first inning off of Bailey Williams. And great running by Bauer, just motoring and scoring, upping the lead to 3-0. And Williams delivers a fastball down Main Street for a called strike to Willa Reisinger, a .204 average and a .290 on base percentage for Willa, the talented junior, plays right field, but of course is the number two pitcher for the Cards. Williams delivers, And this one smacked down the left field line. Fair ball, fair ball. And she's got a single, and it's first and second for Chippewa as they just continue this hitting machine for the Cardinals with two outs in the inning. But Risinger keep it going, and I'll tell you what, they're seeing the ball very well with runners at first and second now and two out for Gracie Amundson. And actually, I think it's going to be Taylor Schmidt, right, as was the case the other day. And there's a ball high missing. And actually, no. All right. It is Amundson, so never mind. I have the hitting numbers in there expecting it was going to be Taylor Schmidt, and they fooled me. All right. And this ball misses outside. And the runner's still at first and second. 2-0 ahead in the count is Amundson, the sophomore left fielder for Chippewa. 3-0 lead top of the first. You couldn't ask for more. Williams behind in the count, 2-0. She fires one in there, and they're going to throw it out to second. Dangerous throw by the catcher, Layla Petro. But able to keep it in the infield as the count now 3-0. Williams, Allie Blanchard is the sophomore first baseman. Nolita Carroll, the senior second baseman. Sydney Holberg is at shortstop. And Peyton Jaminski, the freshman third baseman. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Misses outside. Amundson takes her base on the walk. And now Kennedy Swan, the ninth hitter of the Cardinals. Base is loaded. Two outs for Swan, the senior center fielder. And a bit of a huddle now as head coach Holberg coming in to talk with his pitcher, struggling here. Again, this is a team that had beaten Stevens Point once. They had lost twice to D.C. Evers, finished third in a conference with those two great teams. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated, always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Conference is over. And Kennedy Swan now, the ninth hitter. That means Roz Twyman is back on deck again here at the wonderful Rapids Area Sports Complex where, again, Jared Faraday's like, bus trip, hey, we get to play at this wonderful new facility and we're loving it. And he's asking for something, you know, at least starting. Chelsea Sikora said, could we get one field like this with the artificial? And there's a ball high, and it's by the catcher. It hit her. It hit Kennedy Swan. So the first pitch hits her, and the Cards lead it 4-0. And so big doings here in the first inning for Chippewa as they're getting things done. A 4-0 lead, and it brings up Roz Twyman. Wow. Second time up this inning for Roz. And so yet another run in, and get those base runners moving around, and she smashes one to center field, but she's got a beat on it, and the catch is made by Kristen Radke. But not before the Cards score four, strand three, with five hits and one four. Rapids error. A half an inning in the books. It's your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 4, Rapids nothing on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinals softball.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Chippewa Falls Cardinals here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. They score four runs on five hits and an error. They strand three. And as we head to the bottom half of the first inning, the Cardinals leading this game 4-0 as the Red Raiders will face sophomore right-hander Violet McElwam. It'll be Gabby Nylitz, the senior left fielder batting leadoff. Sydney Holberg, the junior shortstop, hitting second. Kristen Radke, the senior center fielder, hitting third. And following that, with the cleanup hitter, the designated player Annabelle Ross, Peyton Jaminski, the freshman third baseman, hitting fifth, Rachel Linsmeyer, the junior right fielder, hitting sixth, Layla Patro, the junior catcher, hitting seventh, Nolita Carroll, the senior second baseman, hitting eighth, and Allie Blanchard, the sophomore first baseman, batting ninth for the Cards, for the Red Raiders. So a big four spot for Chippewa, a big four, juicy four, and it is beautiful, I'm telling you. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. McElwain with the 12 strikeouts the other day, and she was cooking. And Chelsea Sikora said in the postgame she would tell you she could pitch better. Well, she one-hit this team a year ago. And the 0-1 pitch, miss. It's a call, strike two, to a looking Gabby Nylitz, the senior left fielder. Rapids likely feeling some pressure. Will set the defense, same exact D as it was in the win over Oakland Memorial the other day. The 0-2 pitch from McElwain. Swing and a miss, strike three, first K in the books. So the first strikeout of the day for McElwain. Again, she's got junior catcher Lauren Shepard, Allie Geist, the junior first baseman, Roz Twyman's in second, Georgia Roundanowski's in short, McKenna Bauer is the senior at third, and then the outfield will set in a moment here as McElwain ready to go against Sydney Holberg. First pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. She's picking up right where she left off the other day with her mastery of the mound. The sophomore, and again, Gracie Amundson, sophomore in left, Kedney Swan in center, the senior and junior Willa Reisinger in right, and strike two. So, wow, McElwain, nothing but strikes. She struck out Nylitz on three pitches, and she's ahead 0-2 on Holberg. She is hungry. She's determined. She wants to be a pilot. There's a ball high, 1-2. Talked about, had a wonderful talk with her a few weeks ago where she talked about, you know, pilots in her family history, and she's like, I just figured I should be one. And so she is a wonderful young lady. 1-2 now. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Second K for McElwain. Tell you what. Cards may not be at home, but it's home cooking on the pitching mound for Violet McElwain. Two Ks in the first two hitters. And it brings up senior Kristen Radke, the senior center fielder, hitting from the right side. McElwain delivers, swing and a miss, strike one. She was fooling the Abes the other day to the tune of 12 strikeouts, and she's got two already here today. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. The 0-1 pitch, and this one fouled off against the net. Again, as you're looking at the video live stream today through a net, I mean, there is a, it's a wonderful facility, but it's net, you know, all the way, and so very protective, if you will, all the way around from the dugouts, home plate, and over. And so off-speed pitch, check swing, foul, and it goes 0-2. It's probably nice, though, in terms of not chasing balls all around. And again, players, coaches, everybody really loving this facility, saying if we couldn't do this at all the fields at Casper, is it possible we could get, for starters maybe, one like this with the artificial turf, etc., not having to worry about the dirt and the field. Smack to right field, giving it a long run. Reisinger, she'll get there in time for the third out. So a couple of strikeouts and a fly out to right. One inning is in the books. It's your Chi-High Cardinals 4, Wisconsin Rapids nothing. In the Division I regional final from Rapids on WOGO Sports, this is Cardinals softball.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
To the top of the second inning we go. Mark Halverson, along with our video producer Sam Averly and our audio producer Maddie Averly, back at our Wogo studios. and Bailey Williams to Georgia Romanowski, and a kind of slapping miss strike one there. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Cards from Freeze Financial Group. The 0-1 pitch. Hit in the air to left field. Coming in, the left fielder, and she'll make the catch, Gabby Nylitz, for out number one. So the Cards hitting 10 in the first inning. And Twyman hitting twice. She had the single and the flyout to center. Romanowski had the bunt singler first time, and there's the flyout. 4-0 Chippewa. Brings up junior catcher Lauren Shepard, fouled off, strike one, and Lauren hit the ground out to third for the force out, her first time. So you know, as a 432 hitter with a 510 on-base percentage, she's saying, boy, I want to get hit this time, and let's keep this thing cooking. 4-0 Chippewa, 4 runs, 5 hits, 1 error on Rapids. The pitch, and this one, in the air. Second baseman backing up, right fielder coming in. Making the catch is Rachel Linsmeyer, the junior, and right for out number 2. So kind of flying through the inning here. And now McKenna Bauer, who had that RBI single to get the things going for the Cards earlier. With the first run in the books. 4-0 Chippewa, top of the second. We play 7. That's the 10-run rule. There's a ground ball off the middle, off the pitcher's glove. Throw over to first in time. So 1-2-3, Bailey Williams retiring the Cards very quickly. In the middle of 2, it's still Chi-Hi 4 and Wisconsin Rapids nothing on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Softball.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better. Clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi-Hi softball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Lady Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
At CVTC, you don't have to choose between your busy life and learning. With over 20 fully online programs, you can earn your degree from home on your schedule. Into tech? Explore 5 IT degrees completely taught online. Interested in healthcare? The Online Patient Service Specialist program may be right for you. Looking to grow in business? Build a strong foundation with professional communications, supply chain management, or administrative professional. No drive time, no gas. Just learning on your own terms. Visit cvtc.edu/online to get started.
To the bottom of the second we go, and it'll be Annabelle Ross, Peyton Jaminski, and Rachel Linsmeyer, the 4-5 and 6 hitters for Wisconsin Rapids against Violet Mackawam. 2 strikeouts and a flyout to the first 3, and they're faking the bunt and a called strike one. Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire is the trusted leader in weight loss with doctor-recommended personalized weight loss and nutrition plans. Our own Caleb Swenson lost 55 pounds in less than 3 months and kept it off for well over a year. It's a ball missing, 1-1. Yeah, Livia also has the best pricing on GLP-1 weight loss medications. Mention WOGO Sports for 3 months free of your own personalized weight loss and nutrition plan. Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. Ball misses, 2-1 to Ross. She is their cleanup hitter. Speaking of which, Annabelle Ross batting cleanup. And if your home or business needs a cleanup from fire, smoke, or water damage or mold remediation, call the experts. And she misses in the count now, 3-1. Yeah, call the experts at Service Master at Chippewa Valley. Service Master, trust comes in the yellow truck. 3-1 now, Mackawam. Cruise through the first inning, 3-1 now to the cleanup hitter, and she looks at a call, strike two, to a looking Annabelle Ross. And now the showdown, the count full as Romanowski and Twyman come in to encourage their teammate. Violet, the right-hander, against the right-handed hitting Ross. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, another K for Mackawam, her third of the day.
Coming out of the plate for the Raiders.
And there you go. She battled back from that 3-1 deficit to get the third strikeout of the day, and it brings up Peyton Jaminski. She's just a freshman. Certainly when you look at this, I'm sure some people look at the Cards, and the freshman looks at the called strike one. You go, wow, a freshman, it's a big game, and so you wonder about the youth. But, you know, I have the same thing I said about the Cardinal youth, those sophomores, not starting a freshman, but saying, hey, you know, you've played a season. And an off-speed pitch is grounded to Romanowski's tough one. Throw over to first is going to be in the turf, and it's going to allow the runner to go to second base. So it would have been a tough play. So off-speed pitch, I'm sure if McElwain had it back, maybe she'd go with something different. Ahead 0-1 like that. But Chiminski reaches on the first hit of the day for Rapids. They rule it a single. And the freshman is aboard and showing the stick the diminutive one has. And it brings up Rachel Linsmeyer, the junior right fielder for Rapids. So runner in scoring position, 4-0 Cardinals lead. First time the Raiders have had a base runner. It was a ball high. And Shepard came out of the ready to gun if she needed to. Experience the local pharmacy difference at the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. The Medicine Shop, caring beyond prescriptions. 1-0, McElwain deals. And this is a bunt attempt up in the air, and it's caught for an out and a collision there. Hopefully everybody's okay. Geist and Shepard, and they're talking, and they're okay. And the runner holds at second, so a pop out to first on the bunt attempt by Linsmeyer, and it brings up Layla Patro. Spells a little different. Lisa Patro, former TV anchor in the Chippewa Valley. It was is P-A-T-R-O-W. This is R-A-W, but they told me it's pronounced Patro nonetheless. I wasn't here to argue, though I didn't mention it's an A, not an O, but anyhow. Okay, the pitch. Off, missing upstairs, and count 1-0 to Layla Patro, the junior catcher for Rapids. Her first time facing right-hander Violet McElwain. Cards up 4-0 in this Division I regional final. The pitch, swing and a miss. Count going to 1-1. If you have a need for anything glass, I'm talking a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. Call White City Glass. The 1-1 pitch now from McElwain. Runner at second and two outs. The pitch, swing and a miss upstairs, strike two. So McElwain, one strike from her fourth strikeout, averaging two per inning if she can pull this one off. 1-2 now to Patro, and she misses outside, 2-2. When you need a plumbing repair or a building or remodeling, make sure you call Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Trusted since 1951, Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Two balls and two strikes to Patro. The pitch. Ooh, she misses upstairs, and the count goes full again. 3-2. The number seven hitter with a runner at second base, the freshman, Jaminski. And she looks at strike three, and that does it. The side is retired in the second. They strand one after two from Rapids. It's Chi-High 4 and Rapids nothing on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Softball.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
An update from Stratford, where the Stratford leading McDonald 3-1 in the top of the third inning as we head to the top of the third here. And for the Cardinals, it's Lainey Henkelman, Allie Geist, and Willa Reisinger. Henkelman, a .237 hitter with a .322 on base percentage, had a sacrifice fly in an RBI her first trip against junior left-hander Bailey Williams for Wisconsin Rapids. Don't forget, after the game, the great clips, great plays of the game, and a conversation with Chelsea Secor, the Cardinals co-head coach. Ball misses 2-0, so Williams now behind 2-0 to Lainey Henkelman. Hitting in place of Violet McElwain. The 2-0 pitch. Ooh, she wanted that one. It's a called strike one. For a limited time, Royal Credit Union is still offering $250 for new checking accounts so you can get the perks you need plus an extra bonus for making the switch. Opening an account is easy. If it is any Royal Credit Union office, or go to rcu.org. No minimum balance needed. As the ball misses that time, no minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5:31:25. It's the 29th, insured by NCUA. 3-1 now to Henkelman. The pitch from the lefty. And a called strike in the outside corner, 3-2. So Laney, ready to take a cut at anything that's close here. Hit that sack fly back in the first inning to right field. The pitch, and this one in the air to left field. Long run for the left fielder, and she'll make the catch. Gabby Nylitz, the senior out there, to grab that one for out number one. Pretty well hit there by Henkelman. And just enough room, though, and in the air and up for Nylitz to go over and make the nab. And it brings up Allie Geist. Allie had an RBI single back in the five-hit first inning. Four runs and five hits. Allie, looks at the off-speed pitch, hit her first home run of the season the other day. And as Coach Sikora said in the postgame, she's had a lot of hard luck, hit a lot of hard balls at people. But putting a big four spot up in the first inning, the Cardinals lead it 4-0. The pitch. And this one smacked up the middle, and it's going to get in there for a base hit, and Geist is 2-for-2. How about Allie? 2-for-2 on the day.
Not bad. Yeah. For the Cardinals, right fielder.
So one on, one out for the Cards, and it brings up Willa Reisinger, the right fielder, who singled and reached third in her first trip, a 204 hitter with a 290 on base percentage. Experience the local pharmacy difference at the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. The Medicine Shop, caring beyond prescriptions. There's a called strike, 0-1. Now for Bailey Williams. The pitch, and this one, check swing, and it's going to go third base and fielded there. Throw across the diamond in time to get Reisinger on the throw by the freshman, Peyton Jaminski, to the sophomore first baseman, Allie Blanchard. Score that 5-3 for the second out, and it brings up
Gracie Amundson
for the Cars, the left fielder, as she's hitting 154 with a 250 on base percentage. And Jared Faraday there talking with the, and I think it's going to be Taylor Schmidt. So it is going to be Taylor Schmidt. Yeah, the first time they went with Amundson, and she did get the walk, but now it'll be Taylor Schmidt here in this inning. And Taylor hitting 440 with a 481 on base percentage.
Cardinals number one, Taylor Schmidt.
And Taylor is a junior for the Cardinals, class of 26. So runner at second. He'll be picking and choosing. The other day, Schmidt batted, I think, throughout for Amundson. And there's a called strike one to Taylor Schmidt from southpaw Bailey Williams. Here at the Rapids Area Sports Complex, Stratford leading McDonald 3-1, also on our Wobo Sports YouTube channel. This ball a little too far outside for Taylor to reach that one as the count goes to 1-1. For investment advice, insurance planning, or personalized retirement analysis, reach out to Sam Rubenzer and Rubenzer Wealth Management at 715-835-2123. And now they're tossing a ball. Zamaha, a ball from maybe baseball, had got on the field here. It's just a mixture of softball and baseball and artificial turf and netting support. And this one smacked to center field, giving it a good ride, but out there to catch it is Kristen Rathke off the bat of Taylor Schmidt for out number three. The Cards get one hit and they strand one. Middle of three, it's still Chippewa Falls 4 and Rapids nothing on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Softball.
Hey, it's Caleb for Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. The team at Livia personalized a weight loss and nutrition program just for me, and I lost 55 pounds in less than 3 months and have kept it off for well over a year. Livia also has the best pricing on GLP-1 medications, and they offer Lipo B12 and NAD Plus as well. Right now, you can save 50% on Livia's award-winning nutrition program. Lose 20 pounds or more by summer. Visit Livia.com, call 855-GO-LIVIA, or stop in to Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire.
If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for getting a haircut at Great Clips." Yeah, you waited till the last minute, but with online check-in, you got in fast and left with a look you love. For a great cut in less time, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips. If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for going to Great Clips for a haircut." They had your details saved in Clip Notes, so all you had to do was relax. And your wallet got a nice break, too. For the cut you love for less, take it from your hair.
Take yourself to Great Clips.
To the bottom of three for Wisconsin Rapids, Nolita Carroll, Allie Blanchard, and the top of the order, Gabby Nylitz against sophomore right-hander Violet Mackawa. But she's got oh so much experience. She's going to face her first lefty of the day, I do believe, in Nolita Carroll here, as she'll check her wrist and work with her junior catcher, Lauren Shepard. The pitch. And there's the first one inside, missing, 1-0. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. More in a moment. And this one hit foul down the third baseline, 1-1. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels. When you need propane for your home or business, Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and community. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. 1-1 the count to the number 8 hitter, Nolita Carroll. Mackawam the pitch. Ooh, inside, tight. Missing, 2-1. Allie Blanchard, the sophomore first baseman on deck, and then top of the order. The pitch. And a call. Ooh, I thought that was going to be good enough for a strike. Okay, 3-1 now, so Mackawam falling behind. She has 4 Ks on the day through 2 innings at 12 with a win over Memorial the other day. The sophomore delivers, and there's a ball high taking the base. So a walk to start the inning. And after the 4 strikeouts by Violet earlier, that's her first free pass of the day. She had given up a single to Peyton Jaminski. And that brings up Allie Blanchard. So one on, nobody out. Rapids, again, you know, I'll feel safe when we're through 7 innings and they've called it a game. And the bunt attempt popped up in the air, and it's caught by the third baseman, Bauer, and she'll hold on to it as the runner holds. But the second bunt pop-out for happened earlier for Linsmeyer after the hit by Jaminski. And so a pop-out to third for Blanchard, and it brings up Gabby Nylitz, the top of the order, and she was the first strikeout victim of 4 for Mackawam on the day, but first hitter for the Red Raiders to get a second look at Violet. The pitch. There's a ball high, and Shepard came out of the ready to gun if she needed to, as the runner first looking to get a little bit of movement there. Nolita Carroll, the senior second baseman. 1-0 now to the leadoff hitter, Nylitz, and she looks at a ball low, 2-0. So a few more balls than Violet had early, but she was like 6 strikes. I mean, her first 6 pitches, I think, were all strikes, and she had a couple of Ks to the first 2 hitters. Bottom of the third now, 1 on, 1 out. The pitch, ball upstairs, 3-0. So come on, Violet, rein it in here, young lady. Got Sydney Holberg, the junior shortstop on deck, who also struck out her first time. 3 balls and no strikes, presumably a red light. We'll see the pitch. And there's a strike right down Main Street, 3-1. At our Toys and Ford keys to the game earlier, and we'll have our great clips, great plays of the game at the end, plus our conversation with head coach Chelsea Sikora. There's a bunt attempt laid down first base side, fielded by Mackawam, throw to first in time, but Kleiman covering, and a good sacrifice by Nylitz as it moves the runner to second base with 2 outs now. So score that 1-4 on the sacrifice. 2 are out now, and it brings up Sydney Holberg. So again, Rapids looking to get anything they can. Holberg, the number 2 hitter, hitting from the left side. So I was wrong earlier with that other hitter later in the lineup as a lefty. Holberg hitting from the left side. The coach's daughter, her dad, Isaac, the head coach. And this one hit in the air on the infield. Twyman under it, and she'll make the catch for out number 3. So Rapids gets a leadoff walk that they can't take advantage of, and through 3 complete in this Division 1 regional final from the Rapids Area Sports Complex. It's still Chi-High 4 and Rapids nothing on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Playoff Softball.
Rubenzer Wealth Management is proud to support Chi-High Athletics and wishes the Cards the best of luck in the playoffs. Whether you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, let Rubenzer Wealth Management cover your bases towards financial security. Reach out to Sam Rubenzer and the Rubenzer Wealth Management team by calling 715-835-2123. That's 835-2123.
Since 1951, Bowl and Prue Plumbing of Chippewa Falls has been a trusted name in our community. Fully licensed and insured, Bowl and Prue can help with any job, large or small. Whether you need a repair or are building or remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Commercial, agricultural, and residential service, including well pumps, septic systems, and lawn irrigation. Bowl and Prue Plumbing on River Street in Chippewa Falls and online at bowlandprue.com.
Top of the fourth for the Cardinals. It's the 9-1 and 2 hitters. Kennedy Swan, Roz Twyman, and Georgia Romanowski. As Swan will lead things off, hitting from the right side. She looks at strike one. Kennedy hit by a pitch her first time against left-handed junior Bailey Williams for Rapids. Trailing Chippewa 4-0. The Cards 4 runs, 6 hits and 1 error. Rapids no runs, 1 hit and 1 error. This one well hit by Swan and caught in center field. But that was a nice line drive. It was just right at center fielder Kristen Radke for the out to start the 4th inning. And it brings up the top of the order, Roz Twyman. She has singled and flown out to center as well. And again, a dangerous 1-2 punch. And you love how Twyman and Romanowski started the game, each getting aboard safely. Twyman looks at a pitch missed outside. Kind of had the feeling that Bailey Williams was being careful with Roz there. Wonderful senior leadoff hitter. They're going to miss her. 427 average, 495 on base percentage. And she hits the off-speed pitch well over the head of the center fielder. And it's going to get in there. At least a double for Twyman. She'll dig the second, and she's there standing with her third double in the last two games. So Roz delivers a, she delivered it over the head of Radke. Radke thought she had it measured, and it was well hit. You know, Swan before it hit it well to center, and Roz even a little further, and so she'll stay at second base for the Cardinals with one out, and a nice hit with double, so a single and a double on the day for Twyman. And the bunt attempt, Romanowski bunts it foul. When you need a boundary surveyed or residential or commercial property, think Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Loken at 715-720-4000. The 0-1 pitch to Romanowski. She'll square to bunt again, lay it down third baseline, successfully throw to first, not going to be in time. I'll tell you, it's so tough. She bunts so well, she's so fast, and she does it again. She bunts for a hit. Forget a sacrifice if you can get it. I mean, a sacrifice is great, but I mean, a hit's way better. You're on base, and you didn't make it out. So runners at the corners, only one out for the Cardinals. And I have to remember if I click for my highlight there, I don't know, 83 or 84, we'll say on that. I guess, and then they'll throw it to third base, and Twyman's there, and Romanowski steals easily, so it removes the force out at second, runners at second and third. Boy, I tell you what, Shepard's going to tee off here, folks. You know it. Lauren's looking to tee off here. She's a 432 hitter with a 510 on-base percentage. Cardinals leading at 4-0. They want to expand it. There's a ball high. She's going to be careful with Shepard here. She's got Bauer on deck, but Bauer's been swinging a hot bat. A couple RBIs the other day and an RBI single already in this game. Division I regional final. Who moves on to face the winner of the D.C. Everest game? And she just threw that one away. That was 2-1. She's being very careful with Lauren Shepard here as Bailey Williams, the junior left-hander. Curious what your home or land is worth? Or are you looking to buy? Call Sissy Knops of MSK Realtors. And this one has hit in the air to left field and deep by Shepard. And it's going to hit all the way to the wall. Two runs are in, and the Cardinals lead it 6-0. 6-0 on the Lauren Shepard double. And boy, they move along quickly. I got to watch what I'm talking about our advertisers here. So 6-0 as Shepard. I told you. She was ready to, and again, it was 2-1, and that is it for Bailey Williams. She is done, and they're going to go to a right-handed pitcher now. And we'll find out who that is here as they move things around. I've got the Wisconsin Rapids lineup in front of me. She's going to stay out there. She was, I don't know what. She ran to the dugout, and I thought she was done, but she's going to stay out there. All right, so we were ready for a new pitcher, but that will not be the case right now. 6-0 Cardinals, A line out to center by Swan, a double by Twyman, a bunt single by Romanowski, and then Shepard with the two RBIs. And a 6-0 game. As, again, looks like we've got Layla Patro. I think, did I have her as, she's number 11, so I don't know if I had. But hitting from the right side, it's McKenna Bauer. 321 hitter with a 380 on base percentage. 6-0 Cards, runner at second, and this ball grounded foul. And so for the Cards, a pinch runner now, and it's Kendall Musser, the freshman, brought up to varsity here for the postseason. Well, I was telling you, curious what your home or land is worth, or you're looking to buy, call Sissy Knapps of MSK Realtors, MSKRealtors.com. That's MSKRealtors.com. Thanks to all of our great advertisers for making this broadcast possible. Hit in the air, well hit to left, and it's over the head of the left fielder. Oh, yeah, you bet. Bauer going to knock it around, and it's 7-0 Cardinals. McKenna Bauer, I'm telling you, she's swinging a hot bat. She was doing it the other day, and she's continued in her second RBI single of the day. She makes it to second base. And forget single, I guess a double for her. I would give her a double, a two-bagger on that one. Oh, yeah. And the Cards a couple of times this inning, and that's going to be it for Bailey Williams with 7 runs in the book and responsible for a runner, as it'll be pitcher number Peyton Jaminski, the third baseman who is coming in. And they'll shift things around. So Peyton Jaminski will go number 9. The freshman takes over on the mound in this 7-0 game here in the top of the fourth inning.
Number 9, Peyton Jaminski.
And let me tell you that, let me set things that it's going to be number 7, Annabelle Ross, who's going to go to third. And Annabelle Ross had been a designated player. And so Annabelle Ross now taking over at third base for Wisconsin Rapids, trailing 7-0. Cards blew up for 4 runs in the first and now 3 here in the fourth inning, as Isaac Holberg out there talking with his freshman pitcher, Peyton Jaminski. Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire, the trusted leader in weight loss with doctor-recommended personalized weight loss and nutrition plans. Our own Caleb Swenson lost 55 pounds in less than 3 months and has kept it off for well over a year. Livia has also got the best pricing on GLP-1 weight loss medications. Mention WOGO Sports for 3 months free of your personalized weight loss and nutrition plan. Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. 7-0 Cards. Having a lot of fun here in Wisconsin Rapids. 7 runs, 10 hits, and 1 error for the Cards. No runs, 1 hit, and 1 error for Rapids. And it brings up Laney Henkelman high in the air and hits it foul. So the 2 RBIs and the double by Shepard, and then another double by Bauer as she just drilled it over the left fielder's head. Cardinal bats looking good here with 3 more in this inning. 7-0 lead to pitch. And Jaminski misses there, and they count 1-1. Peyton Jaminski, the freshman, she was able to reach earlier. Had the hit, the lone hit for Rapids at the plate. And there's a call, strike 1-2 to a looking Laney Henkelman, who had a sack fly and an RBI in the first, and a line out to left in the third inning. Mark Halverson with our video producer Sam Aberle in the Rapids Area Sports Complex, and Maddie Aberle back at our WOGO studios, our audio producer, and the ball missing 2-2. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter Incorporated, always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. 2-2 to Henkelman. The pitch from Jaminski, off speed pitch, and she hits a little number to first base, and it's going to be caught by the first baseman for the second out. And it's kind of some backspin on that one from Henkelman, a pop out to first. Leaves the runner Bauer at second.
Number 13, Allie Geist.
2 out now for Allie Geist. And Geist had an RBI single in the first and singled in the third. She's 2-for-2 today. There's a fastball from Jaminski for a called strike 1. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. No balls and one strike, two out. Runner at second, three in this inning. 7-0 Cardinal lead. Fastball hit foul on the first base side. If you have a need for anything, glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. Call White City Glass. Say hi to Dale over there. 7-0 Chippewa. Beautiful game here so far. Top of the fourth on WDOGO. There's a ball that misses, gets by the catcher. So outside and allowing Bauer to advance to third. Just 60 feet away with Geist now behind in the count, 1-2. And the third baseman, Annabelle Ross, trying to speak some words of encouragement there. Ross, the senior, who'd been the designated player. And there is the 1-2 pitch missing to the oohs and ahs of the crowd as the count goes to 2-2. Jaminski, the freshman, trying to get out of this with no further damage. The pitch upstairs misses, 3-2. Experience the local pharmacy difference at the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. The Medicine Shop, caring beyond prescriptions. 3-2. Count full. Runner at third. Already 3-in. 7-0 Cardinal lead. The pitch on the way. Geist hits it foul and should stay alive. Allie came in here with a 183 average, 234 on base. But, hey, she hit her first homer of the season the other day. She has two hits and an RBI today. I tell you what, these girls are starting to peak at the right time. Bauer, Geist, and company. Give me playoff success over the regular season every day of the week. Off-speed pitch hit high in the air. It looks like it should be the third out. Backing up is the shortstop, and Holberg will make the catch. But not before the Cards score three. Strand one in the middle of four from Rapids. It's Chi High seven now, and Rapids nothing on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Playoff Softball.
Hi, Chippewa fans. My name is Sissy Knops. I'm a realtor with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Here's a pop quiz. Do you know the current value of your home? I help clients in the Chippewa Valley answer this question in order to get their home sold for top dollar. I can also help you write a winning offer on a home in today's competitive market. So if you're looking to buy or sell your home, cabin, or piece of land, contact me, Sissy Knops of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, 715-828-0903.
The Medicine Shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as going on vacation. And your flight gets canceled.
Thank you for your patience.
When it's 100 degrees out. After you're already on board.
Sit tight, folks. It's gonna be a while.
And seated next to a screaming baby. Make that triplets. But at least you have the Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Personal service, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
To the bottom of four we go, and Rapids, who were very confident coming in, I mean, hopeful. They got one hit and lost at Chi-High last year. They traveled to Casper and felt like, hey, we got the four seed. We get to host this regional final game for the U1. But down 7-0 as the Cards put four in the first and three more in the fourth and lead it 7-0. As now it's Radke, Ross, and Jaminski, the 3, 4, and 5 hitters for the Red Raiders. There's a ball. Mackawa misses upstairs, 1-0. Again, for a limited time, Royal Credit Union is still offering that $250 for a new checking account so you can get the perks you need plus an extra bonus for making the switch. $250 to start a checking account. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Mackawa with four strikeouts, had two in the first, two in the second. Did not strike anybody out last inning. Radke had a fly out to right. Opening a checking account at Royal Credit Union is easy. Tell you more in a moment. Off-speed pitch, tap, third base side, and foul. As the count goes to 1-2 to Radke, the senior center fielder. Visit any Royal Credit Union office or go to rcu.org. No minimum balance required. Just open the account with whatever to open a bonus. To obtain the bonus, offer ends 5/31/25, 2 days from now, insured by NCUA. The pitch, fouled off, stays 1-2 to Radke. One of two games we've got on our WOGO Sports live stream. Last we knew, McDonald was down to Stratford 3-1 in the top of the third. I'll ask Sam Eberle if he can get me an update on that. When he's able to. It doesn't have to be right now. And this one, tap foul. 7-0 Cardinals. Hey, when you need a plumbing repair or a building or remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Trusted since 1951. Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Yeah, we've loved bringing our games to you on radio for years. The 2-2 pitch. And this one hit in the air, right center field, well hit. And it's going to get over the head of Reisinger and tracked down in center field by Swan. And digging for third, here comes the play and the tag, and the runner is safe. So a leadoff triple for Kristen Radke. And the first Rapids runner to reach third all day to start the inning in the bottom of four. Cardinals glad they've got a 7-0 lead. And it brings up Annabelle Ross, who now has shifted to third base. Ross struck out her first time back in the second. Some kind of an odd horn going off with that one. And there is a ball missing, 1-0 from McElwain. So again, two hits on the day. Rapids, no runs, two hits, one error. The Cards 7-10-1. In the bottom of the fourth inning, but you love all that insurance you got. And that one missing again from Violet, and the count goes 2-0. The freshman, Jaminski, on deck. She had the first of the two hits for Rapids. Clearly the best of the day. Radke, though, that long ball to right center that they couldn't quite track down. And this one hit to left field, and it's a base hit. The first RBI of the day as Amundson will get it in. There's the Amundson for the Cards, and so back-to-back hits. The first time Rapids has done that today, an RBI for Annabelle Ross as Radke scores, and it's a 7-1 game. And now it brings up Peyton Jaminski, the freshman, hitting in the five spot behind the cleanup hitter, Ross. And the ball upstairs misses 1-0, so struggling a little more maybe with the accuracy. And again, one on, nobody out. Rapids first run of the day coming in the bottom half of the fourth. Cards grateful to have all seven of those runs. And there's a ball two. So 2-0 now from McElwain, the sophomore. Feels like a senior. All of her pitching last year and this year. The 2-0 pitch. She throws, come on, that had to be a strike, and it is, 2-1. So keeping the bat on her shoulder and a 2-0 with Peyton Jaminski. Singled her first time on the infield. It's a tough play for Romanowski, and then the errant throw at first. The 2-1 pitch. Off-speed pitch grounded to Romanowski at short. She is not going to play this play at second. Gets it to first in time for the out. The score at 6-3. Jaminski retired, and the runner advances to second. And one is out. Good to get the out there from Georgia, the sophomore shortstop. And it brings up Rachel Linsmeyer, the junior right fielder, hitting from the right side. She popped out to first, her first time. So 7-1 is our score. And Linsmeyer, the right fielder. And swing and a miss, strike one. Well, propane keeps the lights on, and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels when you need propane for your home or business. The pitch. That one bowled in there, and good job by Shepard keeping it in front of her. Quality propane and fuels, committed to their customers and community. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Count 1-1 to Linsmeyer, and she fouls it off. Count goes to 1-2 as we're approaching 5:50 in the evening after our broadcast, the Mark Levin Show. Then after 8, Mike Gallagher from earlier today. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Cards from Freeze Financial Group. There's strike three and the fifth strikeout for McElwain on the day.
Now batting for the Raiders.
And it brings up Layla Petro, who struck out her first time back in the second. So two out now. Rapids has scored a run after a leadoff triple by Radke and an RBI single from Ross. And there's a called strike to a looking Layla Petro, the junior catcher. McElwain, 2-2 strikeouts first couple innings, getting her fifth a moment ago. Runner goes, swing and a miss, strike two. So 0-2 now, Violet in front, would like to just finish it off here with the number 7 hitter in Isaac Holberg's order. The 0-2 pitch. Ball high, 1-2. 12 strikeouts the other day for Violet. She's got half of that here today. Almost. Looking to make it an even 6-4. The 1-2 pitch. Called strike three. The sixth strikeout of the day. And the Raiders retired. They score one. And Chai still leads it 7-1 on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Softball.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
All right, back with the top half of the fifth inning for the Cardinals, who still lead at 7-1 here on WOGO Sports. Mark Halverson with your call here. And boy, how about the Lady Macs? That game at Stratford now tied at 3 in the bottom of the fourth. So way to go, Max. Outstanding job that they're doing there. Tall order against a Stratford team ranked in the top 10 in the state in D4 softball. As we make our advance here to the top of the fifth, and let's get this started. There's a ball that misses to the Cardinals leadoff hitter, Willa Reisinger. Weisinger has singled and grounded out to third. Her two trips, 7-8-9 for the Cardinals here in the top of the fifth. And that one kind of bowled in there from the right-hander, Peyton Jeminski, a freshman, in relief of junior Bailey Williams, who was knocked out in the three-run Cardinal fourth. Rapids responding with one run in the bottom of the fourth. Cards 9 outs from advancing to that sectional final on Tuesday. Sectional semifinal on Tuesday. There's a ball that misses. 3-0 now to Willa Reisinger. One pitch away from getting that leadoff runner aboard. 10-run rule within reach here. If the Cards score four and shut out Rapids, they could end this thing early. Still a tall order. And take your base on four pitches. So Willa Reisinger aboard against the freshman Jeminski. And it brings up Gracie Amundson.
Left fielder number 5, Gracie Amundson.
And so Amundson, last time Taylor Schmidt did bat, but this is an Amundson to bat. She was a 154 hitter with a 250 on base percentage. And she did walk in her one plate appearance earlier. And now we're looking like Jared Faraday's jumping out of the dugout. I wonder if he's going to pinch hit Taylor Schmidt for her. Or just going to maybe pinch run. I'm not sure. We've got... I see Coach Catherine Yagi with the player over here, the first base coach, and Chelsea Sikora. And so it's going to be number 9 is going to be the pinch runner for the Cards. Emma Heppner, the sophomore, in pinch running for Reisinger is the change we get. And Amundson will be the hitter against the right-handed pitching Peyton Jeminski. 7-1 Cards, top half of 5. And Jeminski, the freshman, readies, and there's the bunt attempt, squaring for that, and a called strike one to her there. Gracie mustering a walk against Bailey Williams, the lefty, earlier. Near the bottom of the order in the 8th spot. Amundson squaring the bunt, and there's a fastball inside that misses. 1-1. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. Call White City Glass. Trying to add on a 7-1 lead now. Amundson to start the inning. Squares to bunt again. She'll pop one up and foul. And the count goes to 1-2. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Cards from Freeze Financial Group. 7-1 Chippewa. How about the Lady Max tied at Stratford? Wishing them the best. Caleb Swenson and company on the call there. Also on our Wogo Sports YouTube channel, there's a ball high 2-2. That one on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. We're on radio and the Wogo Sports live stream. Sam Aberle, our video producer here. Great to ride down with him to Rapids. And his sister Maddie back at our Wogo studio, our radio producer today. The 2-2 pitch. Ball misses outside 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. Count full. Nobody out. Runner at first. Pinch runner Heppner. We told you a moment ago. Emma Heppner. Here we go. Righty versus righty. The pitch. Ball high. Take your base. And so two walks to start the inning for the freshman, Jaminski, and leaving the door open for a big inning for the Cards. It's Kennedy Swan hit by a pitch and a line out to center. And that led into a big run just in the fourth inning when we had another line to center. Twyman had a double and single for Romanowski on the bunt and an RBI, two RBI double for Lauren Shepard and a called strike one to a looking Kennedy Swan. Kennedy, a 169 hitter on the season and a 310 on base percentage. Able to draw a good number of walks, I think second to Lauren Shepard on the team. The 0-1 pitch, and she hits it foul, 0-2. A lot of great advertisers. We appreciate their support of our WOGO softball and baseball coverage. Experience the local pharmacy difference at the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. The Medicine Shop, caring beyond prescriptions. Checking her wrist, Peyton Jaminski. Ahead 0-2 to Swan, the number 9 hitter for the Cards. The pitch. She bowls it in there. Catcher problems, gets it out to second, but not before the pinch runner Heppner advances, so the sophomore Emma Heppner to second. All right, Kennedy Swan. And there's a called strike. And my apologies. I thought that maybe we had had a walk. Apparently, it was a strikeout to Gracie Amundson, the best I can do. So I misscored that. I don't know. And so my apologies. And so we got another one of those. And two are down, and it brings up Roz Twyman. So. And there's a ball missing to a looking Roz Twyman as the ball gets away. So a runner in scoring position for the Cards and two outs. Top half of the fifth, a 7-1 Cardinal lead. Twyman doubled her last time, a single, and in between that a fly out to center today. So she makes great contact. As Coach Sikora said in the postgame the other day, she's kind of our emotional leader. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire Chippewa Falls. The 1-0 pitch to Twyman. The runner at second. Ball misses outside 2-0. Getting in the late going now. As we approach 6 o'clock, ball game that started shortly before 5 today from the beautiful Rapids Area Sports Complex in Wisconsin Rapids. A few more students at Rapids than shy. 1,459 off-speed pitch and a called strike 2-1. From the freshman, Peyton Jaminski, maybe their pitcher of the future, Bailey Williams, the junior ace. Probably best win of the season for Rapids was one over Stevens Point, who they split with. And that one kind of bowled in there, hopped short. And the count goes to 3-1 to a looking Roz Twyman with Georgia Romanowski on deck. Has a couple of bunt singles and a fly out to left today, does Georgia. Twyman a 427 hitter, 495 on base percentage. 7-1 Cardinals. 3-1 count to Roz. The pitch, swing and miss, strike two. That was power versus power. Freshman versus senior, and Jaminski got the better of Roz, kind of busting her inside on that one. 3-2, so, well, they'll meet again. Pitcher versus batter. The pitch. And this one hit high in the air, out of play. That was one of the few balls that went over the net. This net is all the way around from the third base dugout and all the way past the first base dugout. So a lot of balls stay in here. But that one flying over the net. Great facility that folks were speaking very highly of before the game. The 3-2 pitch. And off-speed misses upstairs. So Twyman's aboard on the walk. Always dangerous on the base pass. Runners at first and second with two outs. And brings up Georgia Romanowski. Boy, can this girl bunt, and boy, can she run. And she is, kind of practicing the swing of the bat. But we'll see here. Runners at first and second and two out. I think she would bunt on the first base side. We'll see with the third baseman in. We'll see. She's going to lay one down foul. 0-1. Curious what your home or land is worth, or you're looking to buy? Call Sissy Knops of MSK Realtors, MSKRealtors.com. That's MSKRealtors.com. No balls and one strike to Romanowski. Two bunt singles on the day and a fly out to left. Georgia turned her from a righty into a lefty hitter. The 0-1 pitch, and she comes up in the box and looks at a ball, 1-1. Great shortstop, too, and just a sophomore. One and one, two outs, runners in first and second. Cards with a nice lead, 7-1. Would like to add to that. And this one tapped to the pitcher. Throw over to first in time for the out. So the Cards strand two, don't score any here in the top half of the fifth. In the middle of five for Rapids, it's still Chi High 7 and Rapids 1 on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Playoff Softball.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
To the bottom of five we go. The Cardinals 9 outs from victory. But Wisconsin Rapids going to try to have something to say about that. Layla Patro, Nolita Carroll, and Allie Blanchard, the 6, 7, and 8 hitters, as a swinging strike one for Nolita Carroll. So Patro had made the last out last inning. There's a ball high. I believe Patro had struck out as well, so it brings up Carroll here with the count 1-1. One ball, one strike. Off-speed pitch, and that one misses 2-1 from McAwam. Violet, the sophomore right-hander, taking care of her end of things here in a 7-1 lead. The pitch, that one high, and misses 3-1 now. So falling behind more than she'd like, but I think just the one walk today. And that coming to this very hitter, Nolita Carroll, back in the third, here in the bottom half of the fifth. 7-1 Cards. There's a ball, take your base. So Carroll has walked twice today. And the leadoff runner aboard, which you never like, and it's Allie Blanchard, the number 9 hitter. And Blanchard popped out to third her first time. And Isaac Holberg is out there. I don't know if they're going to go for the pinch runner maybe for Carroll. The second they're going to call Carroll over. So that would be a pinch runner for her. And get the number of this player in a moment. That's 17. And not a player we had listed. So sounded like they said Jersey Mallard, but I... Number 17 for Rapids, and try to see if there's any way we can figure that out or track it down through Game Changer or something here. And a swing and a miss, strike one. Allie Blanchard popped out to third her first time. Mackawam ahead, 0-1. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two on the off speed. And nice job changing it up that time by Violet. Ahead 0-2 now with that leadoff runner aboard. Over at first. And this one's swinging, strike three. So the seventh strikeout for Mackawam on the day.
Coming to the plate for the Raiders.
And it brings up the leadoff hitter, Gabby Nylitz. Nylitz now hitting from the right side. One out, one on. The pitch. And this one swinging, strike one. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated, always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. 7-1 Cards, 7 outs from victory. 7 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. It's a Rapids, 1 run, 3 hits, and 1 error on the day. The pitch, swing and miss. Strike two, but the runner's going to advance and Shepard off the mark as Romanowski going to the second base side of the bag to catch that. So the runner stealing a base and getting into scoring position. Jersey Mallard is what I understood her name to be. We'll try to get clarification on that if we can. Only have 1 minute between innings. This one thrown in there for a ball, 1-2 from Cardinals' Violet Mackawam. Four in the first and three in the fourth for the Cardinals. And there's a swing and a miss upstairs. And the second out of the inning as Mackawam strikes out yet another.
Now batting for the Raiders, the shortstop.
And so the strikeouts piling up her eighth, and that's the leadoff hitter. Second time she struck out today, and it brings up Sydney Holberg, the junior shortstop, who struck out and popped out to second, hitting from the left side. Runner at second, two outs, 7-1 Cards. There's a ball upstairs, 1-0. One and zero for the Cardinals. And Mackawam behind in the count to the number two hitter. Off-speed pitch hit foul down the first baseline. When you need a plumbing repair or building or remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Trusted since 1951, Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Last we heard, McDonald and Stratford tied that one also on our Wogo Sports YouTube channel today. And that one called strike, and the count goes to 1-2. So Mackawam, one strike away from her from striking out the side and her ninth K of the day. Violet, the sophomore righty, ahead 1-2. The pitch, and this one grounded, base hit up the middle. Runner around third, digging for home. Here comes the play. They're going to throw it, not in time, and it's 7-2 as the pinch runner scoring on that one for Wisconsin Rapids. And Holberg, credit her, behind in the count, getting the single, her first of the day. And an RBI, and it's 7-2. So Rapids kind of one run last inning, one run here. The Cards have done it in bunches, four in the first and three in the fourth. But, hey, Rapids fighting hard. They're the higher seed, 18-6 against the 15-11 Lady Cards. And now Christine Ratke had a triple last time as she fouls one off into the fence. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Mackawam 0-1, off-speed pitch, and a called strike two. So ahead 0-2 to Ratke. Now be careful with her. She had a triple last time. You'd like to get out of this for sure here with Ross on deck, who singled last time as well. The 0-2 pitch, and this one, fastball hit down the right field line and foul. But she was on it, and she swings a big stick. You can see why she is the number three hitter for Isaac Holberg's Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln Red Raiders. I mean, she swings a mean and nasty stick up there. And so Cardinals want to be careful with her. if they can. 0-2 the pitch. And this one hit to right center field, and the catch is made. A diving stop out there by Willa Reisinger to end the inning, and the Cards give up one and Rapids strands one. Through five innings complete from the Rapids Area Sports Complex, it's Chi-High 7 and Rapids 2 on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Playoff Softball.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
The research, and I was able to track down. I said it sounded like Jersey Mallard. It was Jersey Weiler. Jersey Weiler, who was the pinch runner who scored there in that inning. But we head to the top of the sixth now. And for the Cardinals, it's Lauren Shepard, McKenna Bauer, and Lainey Henkelman, the 3, 4, and 5 hitters for Jared Faraday and Chelsea Sikora here on WOGO Sports. Freshman pitcher Peyton Jaminski. And she misses 2-0. For investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, make sure you reach out to Sam Rubens and Rubens or Wealth Management at 715-835-2123. 7-2 Cardinals now, top of the sixth. And this one, right field side, and it's going to be the catch is going to be made out there by Rachel Linsmeyer for out number one. So a long fly out to right for Lauren Shepard for out number one. And it brings up McKenna Bauer. Bauer batting cleanup, and if your home or business needs cleanup from fire, smoke, or water damage, or mold remediation, call the experts at Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Service Master Trust comes in the yellow truck. Jaminski, the freshman, off-speed pitch, bounces in there. 1-0. Bauer swinging a hot bat. She has a single and a double today. And the RBI grounded out to short in between those two hits. Cards 4 in the first, 3 in the fourth to lead it 7-2. Off-speed pitch again. And that one catches it the corner for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Top half of the sixth in the Rapid Area Sports Complex. Mark Halverson with Sam Aberle here on site, and a rip right to third for the out. So Bauer hit it well, but right at the third baseman for the second out. Sam, our video producer, Maddie Aberle back in our Wogo studio, manning the controls. He's our radio producer today in this tournament game, regional final for Division I. Brings up Lainey Henkelman, the sophomore designated player, hitting .237 with a .322 on base percentage. Has had a sack fly and an RBI. And a check swing, and she went around for strike one. That was in the first, and they appealed to first, and the first base umpire said no. So actually 1-0 to her. And she also lined out to left and popped out. So looking for her first hit, officially 0-2 with an RBI on the day. 1-0 count. She looks at a called strike, 1-1 in the outside corner from freshman Peyton Jaminski. Allie Geist on deck. Allie with a couple of hits today as well. The winner of this one meets the winner of D.C. Everest and Hudson. Everest the favorite. Off-speed pitch, and that one bowls in there 2-1. Hey, when you need a boundary surveyed or residential or commercial property, think Heath Loken and Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Called owner Jason Heath and Heath Loken at 715-720-4000. Two balls and one strike. Two are down for the Cards. Henkelman hitting from the right side. There's a called strike, 2-2 from Jaminski. When you need a plumbing repair or building or remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Trusted since 1951. Bowl and Prue Plumbing. 2-2 to Henkelman with two out. The pitch. Foul back right into the net. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Two balls and two strikes, two outs, top of the sixth here from Wisconsin Rapids. Rapids Area Sports Complex. Freshman right-hander Peyton Jaminski now trying to get out of this thing. See what her team can do with six outs to spare. And this off-speed pitch, line for a base hit for Henkelman. And it's all the way to the fence. And she'll round first and dig for second. And Henkelman there with a double. Nice double for Lainey Henkelman for the Cards here with two out in the bottom of the sixth. And the two-bagger and her first hit of the day. And it brings up Allie Geist. Allie's two for three on the day. Hey, for a limited time, Royal Credit Union is still offering $250 for checking accounts so you can get the perks you need, plus an extra bonus for making the switch. Opening an account is easy. Visit any Royal Credit Union office or go to rcu.org. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus offer. Ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA. And pinch runner again, Kendall Musser, the freshman, in to run for Lainey Henkelman. With two outs and a runner on. Again, every run counts here. You take whatever insurance you can get. Think about it. You know, if you could have $100,000 or $500 life insurance, you'd up it. Well, you want to up your insurance run-wise, right? All the time. 7-2. Not insurmountable, and there's a called strike, so we're looking Allie Geist. Allie, a 183 hitter with a .234 on-base percentage, but a couple of hits today. 7-11-1 for the Cards, 2-4-1 for Rapids. Top of the sixth, two out. And this one tapped second base side. Going to be gloved there by Carroll. Throw over to first in time for the out. So Geist out 4-3. Middle of six from Rapids. Chai stranding one. The Cards still lead at 7-2 over Wisconsin Rapids. As we head to the bottom of the sixth out, WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Tournament Softball.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi High softball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Lady Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From Stratford, where word is McDonald leads it 6-3 in the bottom of the sixth. Stratford, the home team. So we'll stay on top of that. That's our other game on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. In this one, Chai leads it by a score of 7-2. And the opening pitch is a strike from Mackawam to Annabelle Ross. So she faces the 4, 5, and 6 hitters for Wisconsin Rapids with a 7-2 lead. Six outs, the Cards need. And they're swinging a mess upstairs, and number two. So eight strikeouts in the day for Mackawam. And she's facing Ross, who she has struck out and has got a single in her last trip. The 0-2 pitch, and this one hit to left field, and it's going to get in there for a single. Another one for her. And Amundson will get it into second. So Ross with her second single.
Now batting for the Raiders.
And it brings up Peyton Jaminski, the freshman. Started at third base, but she's been shifted to pitcher. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Cards from Freeze Financial Group. There's a ball high, 1-0. Peyton Jaminski has singled and ground out to short in her two trips. Again, the Cards just came out so aggressive and impressive. With the four runs in the first inning, really took it to the starting pitcher, Bailey Williams. Four there, and then three more in the top of the fourth, driving her from the game as the count goes to 2-0 now. So runner aboard in Ross, and nobody out. Hate to see that leadoff runner aboard. The 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss upstairs. 2-1 to Jaminski, challenging the freshman, who did single her first time in the infield, but grounded out to Romanowski. So she's gone to Georgia both times. Making contact, though. One of those handful who's not struck out against Violet today. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss upstairs, challenging her with the rise ball, and the count goes 2-2. 2-2 to Jaminski with Linsmeyer on deck. It was interesting to see with Memorial the other day who hadn't struck out, and that's interesting. Christine Radke has hit the ball all three times with the triple. And there's a ball misses 3-2. So 3-2, one on, nobody out, Jaminski. Rapids running out of time, but hey, any more, and they would be energized. Swing and a miss upstairs, strike three, and way to go for the strikeout number 9 for Violet McElwain. So she gets Jaminski on the K and has that as her 9th of the day and get playoff highlight number 88. Wow, okay, we've been going through the highlights today and all of that later in the Great Cups great plays of the game as this one is hit foul. 0-1. So Jaminski strikes out first time today, and it brings up Linsmeyer, who has popped out to first and struck out in her two trips, and behind him, McElwain, 0-1. So I don't know how Violet does it, you know. 3-2, 3-2, 3-2, but delivering when she needs to, and that is a clutch performer. The 0-1 pitch, and squaring to bunt, the ball high, 1-0. And also Shepard doing a great job behind the plate. I mean, they rely on her so much with her bat, and she's come through big today. But also, I mean, wants to play catcher. It's thankless in so many ways. The butt is punted, is popped foul into the net, and it's 1-2. All the respect in the world for the guys and gals who man that position. So essential. I mean, pitcher gets all the attention, but wow. Making up the other end of that battery is huge. And Lauren does a great job. There's a ball low. And 2-2. What a great history, though, of people like Chelsea Sikora and Michaela Hogan, Lacey Bunkelman, and others who man behind the plate. And this one grounded to second base, and Twyman's got it, tags out, throw to first, not in time, and she'll keep it. Didn't, but tagging the lead runner was huge there for the second out, so it was four unassisted. Is a fielder's choice, if you will, and Linsmeyer does reach base, but they cut down Ross, and so good to keep that runner all the way back at first. Don't let him get 120 feet from scoring in a 7-2 game. Now just four outs away, and Layla Patro was struck out both times, and she looks at a ball 1-0. Well, Livia Weight Control Center, Eau Claire, the trusted leader in weight loss with doctor-recommended personalized weight loss and nutrition plans. Her own Caleb Swenson dropped 55 pounds in less than 3 months, kept it off for well over a year. There's a ball that misses, 2-0. Livia also has the best pricing on GLP-1 weight loss medications. Mention WOGO Sports for 3 months free of your own personalized weight loss and nutrition plan. Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. And this one tapped to the pitcher. Gloved there by McElwain. Throw to first is in time for the out. So the Cards get out of it. Rapid strands one. The Cards now just three outs away. See if they can add any more insurance when we come back in the top of the seventh from Rapids. Chai still leads at 7-2 in this Division I regional final on WOGL Sports. This is Cardinal Playoff Softball.
Hey, it's Caleb for Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. The team at Livia personalized a weight loss and nutrition program just for me, and I lost 55 pounds in less than 3 months and have kept it off for well over a year. Livia also has the best pricing on GLP-1 medications, and they offer Lipo B12 and NAD Plus as well. Right now, you can save 50% on Livia's award-winning nutrition program. Lose 20 pounds or more by summer. Visit Livia.com, call 855-GO-LIVIA, or stop in to Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire.
If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for getting a haircut at Great Clips." Yeah, you waited till the last minute, but with online check-in, you got in fast and left with a look you love. For a great cut in less time, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips. If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for going to Great Clips for a haircut." They had your details saved in clip notes, so all you had to do was relax. And your wallet got a nice break, too. For the cut you love for less, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips.
To the top of the seventh we go. The visiting Chi-High Cardinals will bring Willa Reisinger, Gracie Amundson, or Taylor Schmidt, and Kennedy Swan. So the 7, 8, 9 hitters. Reisinger had a really nice catch that made one of our great clips, great plays of the game earlier. Hear that in the post game, as well as our conversation with Chelsea Sikora. And there's the first pitch from the freshman Peyton Jaminski in relief of Bailey Williams. A lefty started, but a righty in relief, and the count 1-0 to Reisinger, who has singled and walked in three trips, so officially 1-for-2. And this one high and tight, 2-0 to Willa, who's ready to pitch if need be, but relying on Violet McElbaum as the ace of the staff. But Willa racking up many innings, obviously, throughout this long season, otherwise in right field. And this one busts in again, and now it's 3-0. So Reisinger walked her last time, and here in the top half of the seventh, the leadoff hitter about to do it again here. Catherine Yagi over at first, Chelsea Sikora at third for the Lady Cards. The 7-2 lead on WOGO Sports, and this one ball 4. So she misses on 4 pitches, Jaminski, and the leadoff walk for Reisinger, good on base percentage. Where she is 3-for-4 on the day, and it brings up number one, Taylor Schmidt. So Schmidt, the 40 hitter, and again, it's got Amundson, Schmidt, Amundson. Amundson has walked and struck out today, and Taylor Schmidt hit a fly out to center. And we've got Reisinger over at first. So, again, you'd love to get insurance. Again, you're pretty good right now. Pretty good insurance coverage at 7-2, but 3 outs away. But, hey, Rapids on their home field, their season on the line, you don't know. McElwam throwing a lot of pitches. But 3 outs away from that sweet sectional final on Tuesday. Sectional semifinal. One step at a time, Alba. And there's a ball way upstairs. Jaminski, and it's 1-0. Yeah, D.C. Everest hosting Hudson today, and the winner of that one, Everest is the favorite, beat Chi-High twice during the regular season. Have an excellent pitcher, but Chi-High saying, all right, well, we'd like another chance. They have not seen Violet yet either. And this one, smack foul into the net. And for Violet, second game in 3 days, obviously, it'd be nice to survive this one and get the break until Tuesday. And then the likelihood is traveling to D.C. Everest, but let's take care of things here. 1-1, the pitch. Ball upstairs, 2-1. The catcher guns it down to first, and Reisinger back, diving. 2-1. Taylor Schmidt hitting in place of Amundson, who's done a great job in left. One of those young starters for the Cars, those sophomores. Don't start any freshmen like Peyton Jaminski starts for Rapids, is it? 2-1, the pitch. This one low, 3-1. Top half of the seventh, one on, nobody out. 3-1 count to Taylor Schmidt in the eighth spot with Kennedy Swan on deck. Gardner, senior center fielder. And now the shortstop, Holberg, coach's daughter, in talking it over. 00 Holberg, a la Robert Parrish back in the day with the Celtics, I guess. 00. The 3-1 pitch. She looks at a called strike on the outside corner, 3-2. So 3-2 to Schmidt with the runner at first and nobody out. Cardinals up 7-2. Feeling the drama here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. The 3-2 pitch, and it's bowled in there, an obvious ball. 4, take your base, and Taylor Schmidt aboard with the walk. And so runners at first and second. And it brings up Kennedy Swan. Swan, a 169 hitter with a 310 on base percentage, was hit by a pitch, lined out to center, and struck out in 3 trips. 7-2 Cardinal lead, looking to add to it here in the seventh. Why not? They've done it every 3 innings today. She squares to bunt, and it bounces in there. The throw out to second, and whoa, just getting back is Willa Reisinger diving back on the turf here. And, she had a pretty good lead. But that's a confident catcher in Layla Patro, the junior, willing to gun that baby out there. Yeah, 4 in the first, then 3 innings later, 3 in the fourth, and now the Cardinals going, hey, it's 3 innings later. We're due again. First and second, nobody out. The pitch. And off, it bounces in there, and now 2-0 to looking Kennedy Swan. Kennedy knows how to get a walk. She'd be glad to swing the stick. She had a nice fly out to center earlier. Made good contact. She's ready to hit herself a line drive here, but 2-0. We'll see if she's got the red light or not from Chelsea Sikora at third. The pitch. Bunt attempt foul, 2-1. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running, even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels when you need propane for your home or business. Quality propane and fuels committed to their customers and community. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. 2-1 from Jaminski, the Frosh. With runners at first and second, and you love this, nobody out. They're going to pad this lead. Can the Cards get it to 10 maybe in this inning? Take anything they can. 2-1 to Swan, the pitch. There's that bunt attempt called. Strike 2-2 to Kennedy. Two balls and two strikes. Nobody out. Runners at first and second for Jared Faraday and Chelsea Sikora's squad.
Rear down, make a mistake. Let's go. Protect it.
And waiting. And here's the pitch. And this one hit in the air and foul and out of play on the first base side. To Maddie Aberle. 6-3 win. Chi High wins. McDonough wins. Congratulations to the Lady Macs. Wow. They did it. Upset win at Stratford today. And they move on to the sectional semi in D4. Way to go, Lady Macs. At Stratford. And this one bowled in there and it gets by the catcher. And count 3-2 and runners get into scoring position at second and third. So some control issues for the freshman Jaminski here. And we've seen the runners advance to second and third. Taylor Schmidt at second. Reisinger at third. Nobody out. And Kennedy Swan with a 3-2 count. And the third baseman, Annabelle Ross, giving her some words of encouragement, senior to freshman. Chelsea Sikora, some words maybe for Kennedy Swan. Table is set pretty good here with the top of the order coming up next in Roz Twyman. Runners ready to go. Schmidt at second and Reisinger at third. Ready to deal is Jaminski to Swan, the 3-2 pitch. This one base hit right by the shortstop, and that's going to allow two runs to score. The Cardinals now lead it safe at second base. The Cards lead it 9-2. So fantastic hit out there by Kennedy Swan. Again, she had the skirt of the line drive she had earlier. She gets the double and the two RBIs. And the Cards grab a 9-2 lead. And it gets in both of them. And now huddle as Isaac Holberg is coming out. We'll take another break back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Rubens Wealth Management is proud to support Chi High Athletics and wishes the Cards the best of luck in the playoffs. Whether you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, let Rubens Wealth Management cover your bases towards financial security. Reach out to Sam Rubenzer and the Rubenzer Wealth Management team by calling 715-835-2123. That's 835-2123.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Twyman hits a foul out of play on the first base side. Well, the huddle over, they keep Jaminski in. How about the Lady Macs? They go to Stratford and win and advance in Division 4. So, way to go there. And now Chai trying to do the same. And a base hit for Twyman. And runner rounding third, heading for home. And she's going to score. Kennedy Swan makes it 10-2. So Kennedy Swan making it 10-2 as she scores on the single from Twyman. And what a day for Twyman. She had a double, two singles, and a walk to go with a flyout, 4-for-5, upping an already great average of 427 and an on-base of 495. And because Romanowski with a couple of bunt singles in four trips. Against Jaminski, and she's going to lay down a bunt. Fielded there by the third baseman. Ross throws it over to first in time. I think they got her. They actually retired her after she had the... But there's the successful sacrifice. 5-4 there.
Now batting.
And she does move the runner to second base in Twyman. And the Cards able to get the three hitters in the bottom of the order in Reisinger and Taylor Schmidt and Kennedy Swan already with one out now, and it brings up Lauren Shepard, a 432 hitter, and she smashes one to right field, and here's the run, and the catch is made, and the runner will advance to third and just barely make it in there with the slide. Twyman, again, Cards trying to get everything they can, so the sack fly to nine that time for Shepard, and because of that, it doesn't count as an advance. Sacrifice the sack flies. And McKenna Bauer now coming up, and she's been swinging a good stick with a single and a double in four trips. 10-2 Cards. Four in the first, three in the fourth, and three in the seventh. Swing and a miss from Peyton Jaminski. Started at third base, came in relief of Bailey Williams after the Cards racked her for seven runs, as we mentioned earlier, and now three more off of Jaminski here in the seventh. And there's one that misses down low, 1-1 to a looking McKenna Bauer. A 321 hitter with a 380 on-base percentage coming into this game today. We got word D.C. Evers, the 6-0 winner over Hudson. And so they're awaiting the winner of this one on Tuesday at their place. Schofield, this one fouled back, 1-2. So two out for the Cards, but they have scored three more here in the seventh with Twyman at third. She's got the great speed, 60 feet down the line. And McKenna Bauer, the senior third baseman, behind in the count, 1-2 against Jaminski. And the pitch, this one smacked up the middle. Base hit for Bauer. It's an 11-2 game. So a great day for McKenna. It's an 11-2 Chi-High lead. And did her another RBI here in the seventh. Again, making that contact, you're going to need all that. You're going to face a great pitcher who's coming off of a shutout here today, D.C. Evers, blanking Hudson 6-0. How about the Lady Macs winning 6-3 at Stratford? Way to go. Way to go, Chippewa Falls today, huh? 11-2 game, a 9-run lead here. Well, it's the seventh anyhow. And home plate umpire taking a moment here, taking his mask off, and we'll get things set as Lainey Henkelman is the eighth batter to come to the plate against Jaminski in this inning. Runner at first is Bauer. And this one fouled off. So McKenna run for herself. We've had some pinch runners today. These talented up-and-comers. And Kendall Musser, a freshman, and Emma Heppner, a sophomore. Great to see, you know, as many girls as possible get in the game. Wonderful program here at Chi-High with the five seniors. Ball upstairs, misses. 1-0. 11-2 Cardinals. It's been a sweet day from the get-go. With four in the first, three in the fourth, four more in the seventh. Love it. Big number. Something for D.C. Evers to think about. But again, they've got a terrific pitcher that the Cards have seen a couple of times this year or know about. They've beaten Chi-High twice. Off-speed pitch way upstairs. Misses 2-1. Have to check in terms of the actual, but they have not seen Violet McQuam. I do know that this season. So for Chi-High, check some of that here as I'm able. And there's one that misses outside to a looking Lainey Henkelman. Lainey, a 137 hitter with a 322 on base percentage, so she has a good eye. 11-14-1 against the Rapids, 2-5-1 on the day. So Cards, a lot of hits today, a lot of hits. The 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss upstairs. Henkelman goes to a 3-2 count now. Three balls and two strikes. And there it is, strike three. So Henkelman goes down, but not before the Cards score four more runs. And they strand one in the middle of seven from Rapids. It's Chi-High 11 and Rapids 2 on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Playoff Softball.
Since 1951, Bowl and Prue Plumbing of Chippewa Falls has been a trusted name in our community. Fully licensed and insured, Bowl and Prue can help with any job, large or small. Whether you need a repair or are building or remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Commercial, agricultural, and residential service, including well pumps, septic systems, and lawn irrigation. Bowl and Prue Plumbing on River Street in Chippewa Falls and online at bowlandprue.com.
Hi, Chippewa fans. My name is Sissy Knops. I'm a realtor with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Here's a pop quiz. Do you know the current value of your home? I help clients in the Chippewa Valley answer this question in order to get their home sold for top dollar. I can also help you write a winning offer on a home in today's competitive market. So if you're looking to buy or sell your home, cabin, or piece of land, contact me, Sissy Knops of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, 715-828-0903.
To the bottom of the seventh we go. The Cardinals 3 outs away from victory. V-I-C-O-R-Y as McEwam and Twyman encourage each other. And to close this game out, they'll need to deal with Nolita Carroll, Allie Blanchard, and Gabby Nylitz, the top of the order. Ball high, 1-0. Checking, and again, Chai lost to D.C. Everest May 3rd, 2-0 there. And at Casper, lost to them 3-2 on May 10th. So two very close games, incredibly close games, and we should be in for a good one come Tuesday, should the Cards get there. And there is a looking strike one to the left-handed hitting Nolita Carroll. She has walked in both trips. So Violet would like to retire her right now to start this seventh inning. The 1-1 pitch. And this one hit in the air, third base side, and it's caught there by Bauer for out number one. So Bauer with the grab. And the Cards now just 2 outs away from victory. Sweet victory. And Allie Blanchard, the sophomore first baseman, hitting from the right side. Again, Coach Isaac Holberg and Rapids were hoping to fare better, and they had. There's a smash to right field and a long run for Reisinger. It's down the right field line, and that's going to be trouble. Around second base and heading for third, and getting there and sliding safely is Allie Blanchard in the nine spot. And there is the second triple for Rapids today. It comes with one out. And Gabby Nylitz, the leadoff hitter. But Rapids again had been hopeful. Hey, we're not at Chippewa as we've been in a couple years. Maybe recalling a one-hit job by McEwam last year. So they've given up six today. And while not shutting out Rapids, holding them to 2 runs to this point with one out in the bottom of the seven. And now Gabby Nylitz, their leadoff hitter, sees the ball count go to 1-0. She struck out twice and successfully sacrificed on a bunt fielded by Violet McEwam. 1-0 count. The pitch. Ball fouled off a fastball. It's 1-1. And thanks so much to our fantastic sponsors. Rubenzer, Wealth Management for investment advice, insurance planning, or personalized retirement analysis. Reach out to Sam Rubenzer, Rubenzer Wealth Management. Come and call 715-835-2123. And there's a looking strike two. Cars 4 strikes away from victory. Count 1-2 ahead to the leadoff hitter, Nylitz, who McEwam has had great success against today. The 1-2 pitch hit in the air to left field, giving it a long run, and it's going to get in there for a hit. And tracked down by Amundson, and the run scores, making it 11-3, and a double. So a triple and a double here, back to back in this seventh inning. McEwam again has had a lot of innings she's put in, 12 strikeouts in getting the victory the other day. And now they've seen her a fourth time there for Nylitz with the double. A good sweet swing there. Good size ballpark, 2-10 down the lines. And that went to center field. The Cards just couldn't track it down. Count goes to 1-0 now. And Holberg, the junior shortstop, ahead in the count 1-0, has an RBI in 3 trips and struck out once. The pitch from Violet, swing and a miss, strike two. Strike one, actually. Wishful thinking there, 1-1. So again, hold off the confetti and the balloons. It's 11-3, but you love that cushion, but you'd love to get some outs here. The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. So that was power versus power. And the power of Mackawam winning that one. A lot of pitches. You win today, you don't play till Tuesday. At Schofield DC Evers. The 1-2 pitch. Ball upstairs, a little too far, 2-2. But that was a good 1-2 pitch, right? You don't want to give her something juicy to hit. 2-2, one out, runner at second. 11-3, Cardinal lead. Division I regional final. The pitch. Pop up on the infield. Out number two is waiting to be had, and it's caught right there by Bauer for out number two. The Cards opponent, Rapids, down to their final out after the pop out to second. And it's Kristen Radke. She has tripled in three trips. She's flown out to right and lined out to right. The pitch. Swing and a check swing. Foul. The count 0-1. Yeah, so many great sponsors. Toyson Ford, Service Master, Heath Loken, Freeze Financial Group, MSK Realtors, Livia, Stelter Incorporated, Royal Credit Union, Northwestern Bank. Thanks to all of them. The Medicine Shop Pharmacy. There's a ground ball to short. Romanowski's got it. Throw over to first in time. Cardinals win! Cardinals win! They win 11-3. The Cards are advancing to the sectional semifinal Tuesday in Schofield at DC Everest. A team they narrowly lost to twice in the season. Chi-High wins it 11-3. 11 runs, 14 hits, and one error. No, 3 runs, 7 hits, and one error for Rapids. We're back in 3.5 minutes with our postgame on WOGO Sports.
The Medicine Shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as going on vacation. And your flight gets canceled.
Thank you for your patience.
When it's 100 degrees out. After you're already on board.
Sit tight, folks. It's gonna be a while.
And seated next to a screaming baby. Make that triplets. But at least you have the Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Personal service, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, trust comes in the yellow truck.
If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for getting a haircut at Great Clips." Yeah, you waited till the last minute, but with online check-in, you got in fast and left with a look you love. For a great cut in less time, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips. If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for going to Great Clips for a haircut." They had your details saved in clip notes, so all you had to do was relax. And your wallet got a nice break, too. For the cut you love for less, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips.
Rubenzer Wealth Management is proud to support Chi-High Athletics and wishes the Cards the best of luck in the playoffs. Whether you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, let Rubenzer Wealth Management cover your bases towards financial security. Reach out to Sam Rubenzer and the Rubenzer Wealth Management team by calling 715-835-2123. That's 835-2123.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Since 1951, Bowl and Prue Plumbing of Chippewa Falls has been a trusted name in our community. Fully licensed and insured, Bowl and Prue can help with any job, large or small. Whether you need a repair or are building or remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Commercial, agricultural, and residential service, including well pumps, septic systems, and lawn irrigation. Bowl and Prue Plumbing on River Street in Chippewa Falls and online at bowlandprue.com.
All right, back with the post game on WOGO Sports. As the Cardinals win it 11-3. 11 runs, 14 hits and one error to 3 runs, 7 hits and one error for their opponent, Hudson. I'm thinking of Hudson because that's who DC Everest beat, and I was finishing a text here. Obviously, the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders at the wonderful Rapids Sports Area Complex, and Chahai coming out on top. And they did it with 4 in the first, 3 in the fourth, and 4 in the seventh. And Violet McQuam, another great performance out there. I mean, in terms of 9 strikeouts unofficially, and in terms of walks, a couple of walks where a couple of times she started the inning with walks, but only twice. And she would get to a full count and work her way back in there. And Rapids was able to touch her for a triple and a double late, but hey, an 11-3 victory. And Chi-Hi, I think, has been hungry. We'll ask, hopefully, we'll get Chelsea Sakura up here as the Cards are getting a team photo. Ruth Rosen are right now, but the Cards going, hey, we wanted a chance at DC Everest again. They narrowly beat us a couple of times, 2-0, 3-2. Let's have another shot at them, and they will, coming on Tuesday in a broadcast that'll be here on WOGO Sports. As we'll, again, for the third time this postseason, have 2 simultaneous softball games on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Because, obviously, Chi-Hi, as a 5 seed, is traveling to D.C. Everest. They were the 1 seed. And at the same time, McDonald was a 4 seed in their section as well. So, congratulations to the Max pulling off the win at Stratford today. And we do know that DC Everest, the opponent for the Cards, as it was announced here, that they had beat Hudson, winning at home for Everest 6-0. And Chelsea Sakura joining us now in the post game. And I've got her headset here somewhere, kind of buried under some wires. We'll unearth it if we can. And I know we can. And we'll figure this out and get it on her. And, congratulations on the victory. Boy, you girls came out, they came out slugging today.
Absolutely, yeah. Up and down our lineup, 1 through 9, and then actually a couple thrown in there as well did a really nice job putting the ball in play hard, and that's what we told them to do. Minimal strikeouts and minimal pop-ups, and we knew we'd be able to score some runs, and they executed perfectly.
Yeah, I think the only thing I'd sensed in terms of talking to Coach Faraday before the game, he said, you know, she's a lefty, Bailey Williams, and he couldn't remember if you'd really faced a lefty, but you were able to handle that just fine.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't think the girls thought too much about that. I think, you know, it's just keep the mentality of C-ball, hit-ball in that zone, and they did a great job.
And so, I guess we start with the pitcher, Violet McQuam. 9 strikeouts, a couple of walks, another great performance from her. Her and the defense holding Rapids to just 3 runs.
Absolutely, and they're a good hitting team. I mean, they've been putting up runs on very good teams like Point and other teams in their conference. So to hold them to 3 was great for both Violet and our defense.
I think so many great hitters, but I mean to mention it was just such a great way to start the game in terms of Twyman and Romanowski on base right away to start the game, and you just. And you know, you love that top of the order that you have this season.
Absolutely. I mean, I thought both against Memorial and against Rapids here, we did a nice job of just staying in the driver's seat. And when you constantly go at teams, both offensively and defensively, it's wearing. You know, like they were able to put, you know, the ball on the bat hard a couple times. But, you know, it's hard to string that many together when you're continuously deflated by either the offense or the defense.
And, again, some other, I mean, so many, you did it out, not necessarily a home run today, but just a lot of hits in total when you talk about 11 runs, 14 hits, and 3 different offensive explosions, if you will. The 4 in the first, the 3 in the fourth, the 4 in the seventh. something about every three innings, the girls are like, all right, let's do it again.
Absolutely. And that comes with, you know, clutch hitting, but two out hitting.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, just staying on the ball and everybody doing their job. I mean, you don't put up 11 runs without every single person within your lineup executing their job. I thought Georgia laid down a couple fantastic bunts, which on turf is tough to do because it's a fast surface. And, you know, and we had Bauer and Twyman. And, I mean, you name it. We had people putting up those doubles, which score runs.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Allie Geist had a single and an RBI in the first. And, again, it was truly a team effort. And now D.C. Everest is your opponent on Tuesday. You guys wanted another chance at D.C. Everest.
Why not? We've seen her 14 innings, which I think gives us a nice advantage.
Now, what is her name?
The
pitcher for – okay.
Cluck?
Okay, all right.
I don't know.
I haven't seen her, but here's the difference, though,
Abby.
Right? You've seen her 14 innings. And, again, narrow victories, 3-2, 2-0. They haven't seen Violet yet, is that right?
That's correct. I hate to give away our game plan, but yeah, we'll be starting Violet, and they haven't seen her yet in the two times we faced them. So, it's a nice start for us just to kind of have that beginning ratio. Now, she's a great pitcher that, you know, you could see her a lot of times and still not figure her out. But that's an advantage that we have, I think.
But I think you've had all season, and the enthusiasm, the momentum of Tuesday and today, I mean, the bats are booming for Chippewa. 7 against Memorial, but 11 here on the road against the higher-seeded Rapids squad.
Absolutely, and I knew right in the middle, you know, of the seating there, I knew there wasn't anybody that I was super afraid of, but there wasn't anybody I was super confident to play either. We're all pretty evenly matched, and I think today just our quality at bats came out on top. But all the teams here kind of in that middle area, I mean, I think anybody could have come out on top there.
Has anybody checked the forecast for Tuesday? Have any idea?
No, I have not.
I haven't either.
One game at a time.
We got this one in the belt. Enjoy the ride home, the time with the family, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
Thank you. We really love having you guys here.
All right, we love being here. And again, yeah, people can watch the video, the replay at Wogo Sports YouTube channel, where McDonald won as well.
That's awesome. Go Chippewa Falls.
Yeah, absolutely. Go Chippewa Falls. There we go. And Coach Chelsea, the former coach for the Max as well. Before coming here back to her alma mater, Chippewa Falls. Well, it's time now for the Great Clips Great Plays of the Game, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details in clip notes, so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great, and it was great today. Let's give it a listen. All right. Well, let's see here. I think we're gonna start again. So here we go, and this one smack base hit between short and third. Twyman stumbled a bit coming out of the box, but easily advancing. So she's got the single. Mayor of Chippewa. There's a bunt attempt laid down just in front of home plate. Fielded there, throw over the first, not in time. Romanowski doing what she does so well, bunting for a hit. Here's the pitch, and she'll smack it to right field, and it's in there for a base hit, and the runners advanced and just sliding safely in. Now we're going to have a run score for the Cardinals. They lead it 1-0. The throw to second got by, and the Cardinals lead it 1-0 as Romanowski scores. Right field, and this one smacked to right as well, and it's going to be a long run for the catch by Linsmeyer. The runner's going to tag from third, and the Cardinals lead it 2-0. Williams, two big runs here, top of the first for the Cards. And this one smack, base hit to left. Runner around third base, heading for home. Here comes the play at the plate, the throw, the ball is down, safe. And she's in there. McKenna Bauer scores to make it 3-0 on the hit by Geist to left field. The 0-2 pitch from Mackawa. Swing and a miss, strike three, first K in the books. Is a wonderful young lady. 1-2 now. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Second K for Mackawa. Right-hander against the right-handed hitting Ross. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Another K for Mackawa. Her third of the day. And she looks at strike three, and that does it. Asai is retired in the second. They strand one after two from Rapids. It's Chi-Hi 4 and Rapids nothing on WOGO Sports. Five hits. Allie looks at the off-speed pitch. Hit her first home run of the season the other day, and As Coach Sikora said in the postgame, she's had a lot of hard luck, hit a lot of hard balls at people. But putting a big four spot up in the first inning, the Cardinals lead it 4-0. The pitch, and this one smacked up the middle, and it's going to get in there for a base hit, and Geist is 2-for-2. The pitch. Hello, listening to some of our highlights from the broadcast, the 11-3 Chi-High win here, and the great clips, great plays of the game, and let's listen to more of the highlights from the victory. Safely, Twyman looks at a pitch missed outside, kind of had the feeling that Bailey Williams was being careful with, and the bunt attempt, Romanowski bunts it foul. The 0-1 pitch to Romanowski. She'll square the bunt again, lay it down third baseline, successfully throw to first, not going to be in time. I'll tell you, it's so tough. She bunts so well. Damage. Cardinals leading at 4-0. They want to expand it. There's a ball high. She's going to be careful with Shepard here. She's got Bauer on deck, but Bauer's been swinging a hot bat. Had a couple RBIs the other day, and an RBI. Oh, thanks to all of our great advertisers for making this broadcast possible. Hit in the air, well hit to left, and it's over the head of the left fielder. Oh, yeah, you bet. Bauer going to knock it around, and it's 7-0 Cardinals. Some of our great clips, great plays of the game here on WOGO as we advance on a little bit later in the broadcast. Some highlights. The 1-2 pitch. Called strike three, the sixth strikeout of the day, and the Raiders retired. They score one, and Chai still leads it 7-1 on double. And the Cardinals 7-1 lead there on their way to an 11-3 victory here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. And the pitch, swing and a miss, strike two on the off speed, and nice job changing it up that time. Fourth for the Cardinals, and there's a swing and a miss upstairs. And the second out of the inning as McElwam strikes out yet another. 0-2 the pitch. And this one hit to right center field. And the catch is made. A diving stop out there by Willa Reisinger to end the inning. Freshman right-hander Peyton Jaminski now trying to get out of this thing. See what her team could do with six outs to spare. And this off-speed pitch line for a base hit for Henkelman. And it's all the way to the fence. And she'll round first and dig for second. And Henkelman there with a double. Times the number with the triple. And there's a ball miss. It's 3-2. So 3-2. Earlier, hear that in the post game as well as our conversation with Chelsea Sikora. And there's the first pitch from the first base side. Well, the huddle over, they keep Jaminski in. How about the Lady Macs? They go to Stratford and win and advance in 1-2 against Jaminski. And the pitch, this one smacked up the middle. Base hit for Bauer. It's an 11-2 game. Right now to start this seventh inning. The 1-1 pitch. And this one hit in the air, third base side, and it's caught there by Bauer for out number one. Division I regional final. The pitch. Pop up on the infield. Out number two is waiting to be had, and it's caught right there by Bauer for out number two. Thanks to all of them. The Medicine Shop Pharmacy. There's a ground ball to short. Romanowski's got it. Throw over to first in time. Cardinals win! Cardinals win! They win 11-3. The Cards are advancing to the sectional semifinal Tuesday in Schofield at DC Everest. A team they narrowly lost to twice in the season. So there you go, the great clips, great plays of the game, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details and clip notes so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great. And this was a great game, a great win for the Lady Cards. 11 runs, 14 hits, and one error, still on the scoreboard and loving it. Take a picture. The Rapids Red Raiders get 3 runs on 7 hits and 1 error. The Cards explode for 4 in the first, 3 in the fourth, and 4 in the seventh on their way to the victory. And the Cards go to 16-11 on the season. The Rapids finishes the year at 18-7 for Chi-High now. Got this winning streak going on, and they got some unfinished business. They have lost 2 narrow games to this number one pitcher for Everest, 3-2 and 2-0 on the season. Now, both of those earlier in May, and well, tell you what, it'll be a new season, not just the postseason. It'll be the month of June when they face them on Tuesday at DC Everest, and the Cards hungry for that. But a very happy bus ride home today for the Lady Cards who win this. And a great day for Chippewa Falls softball with the Lady Macs going to Stratford and taking care of business, something that maybe many thought they couldn't do. Beat the ranked Stratford club, I think ranked 10th or so in D4, downing them today by a score of 6-3. We know DC Everest also shutting out Hudson 6-0. Our thanks to our video producer, Sam Aberle. We've got some teardown and some travel ahead of us, and hopefully a good meal. And also his sister Maddie back at our Wogo studio. There is not a better brother-sister team in the business than those two, making it work and making it fly. Thanks so much to our advertisers. You'll hear them named on the way out. I went through the list about halfway at one point just to finish. I think I got Royal Credit Union, Northwestern Bank, The Medicine Shop, Bull and Prue Plumbing, Rubenzer Wealth Management, White City Glass, Quality Propane, and Great Clips, all covering some of those sponsors I mentioned earlier. Thanks so much for joining us. If you want to check the podcast, we'll get that posted at Wogo.com and the video replay available at our Wogo Sports YouTube channel. Tell your friends, Chi High advancing to the Division I sectional semifinal Tuesday. We'll be in Schofield to bring it to you here on WOGO Sports. This has been a Wogo Sports production of Cardinal Softball. On to the sectionals.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, Quality Propane and Fuels, and Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. This has been Chi High Lady Cardinals softball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.